have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing the... I don't see myself as sorry. Hold on, folks. Y'all didn't turn the camera on?
I must have turned it off.
Huh?
I must have turned it off.
Oh. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. The camera was not turned on, so that's what's going on. Good morning. Welcome to the show. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Hi, y'all. It's Friday. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, what was the first temple God made? What was the first temple God made? What was it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, I'm letting my seat up so you may have to adjust the camera. Doing whatever it is. How come my seat be down every day? Oh, different guys use it. Huh? Doing whatever it is you're doing, no matter where you are. You can be listening to the show no matter what you're doing. Holding a press conference in Dallas. Protecting the accused criminal over the victim. Whatever you're doing. You can be listening to the show. You can podcast the show, but you can also listen later. But you can be listening no matter where you are and what you're doing by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So it is Friday. And at one time, Friday was open line Friday. It still is. But Friday now, because we love the blacks, we love the black. And the black needs love. If the blacks ever need love, real love, not white, false compassion love, not that kind of love. But they need someone to say, hey, this is what the problem is. You got to look, overcome if you want to be free. And that you're being used, and tell them how to get out of it. So we have decided, we take all calls, but we have decided to pay attention to the blacks. And so now, every Friday, let it be written, let it be known, let it be said. And the reason, too, because blacks were not all, but most, blacks were not always this way. prior to the civil rights movement, all the way back from the civil rights movement time, blacks were like the normal people. They worked, they had family, they didn't believe in something called racism. They were not victims. They did not have leaders. They thought and did for themselves. I'm a witness to that. I was there. This ain't no hearsay. I was there. And then 70-some years ago, it all changed. But anyway, Friday is Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey, what's wrong with the blacks? If ever. You need to take a pause for the cause. It's now. Because it's got to get worse. It's got to get worse. One reason, first number of reasons, one reason, is human hearts are evil. And human beings love their misery. Except for those few who realize it is misery, emotions are misery, and they are not something human beings should have. It's an abnormal state of being. All right? But get ready, it's going to be a long, hot summer. And keeping cool will be the thing. So I have my experts here, and I wanted my expert to respond to an incident that is getting out of control. And I want to know, what do they truly think about it? We almost started a discussion about it this morning in this staff meeting, in the radio meeting. But I decided I'm just going to hold my points of view until we get on the show. So I asked the expert to come on the show. So I start to my far left with Knowledge is Poison, The Hake Report, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Knowledge is Poison. He's going to explain that for us, too, and tell you how to get that amazing T-shirt. It really is amazing. Nice colors, too.
Thank you.
I got to start getting a different color T-shirt.
Indeed, you do.
What?
I said, yeah, it's a pretty cool color. You don't think to buy that color when you're online shopping, but when
know,
you have it on.
When you see it, nice. Yeah. You like, oh, you'd be like, oh man. And so and Hake is of the host of the HakeReport.com Monday to Friday at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. He's on fire. He's white and he's not afraid of the blacks. And he's an expert here on Jesse Lee Peterson's show. And next to him where it says, oh God.
On God.
Oh, on God. Not oh. On God. And her son, dog.
Yeah.
That's her son, dog. Joy of Friday TV. He's the host of Joy of Friday TV, Monday through Thursday. Though his name is Friday, he doesn't function on Friday, at least not in that way. He does all the kind of work here at the office, but not that. Not his show. Monday through Thursday, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And he's also an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And then last but not least, with the energy given to him by God, the American anchor baby, to my 4-4 right and your 4-4 left.
The far right.
Uh-huh.
Far right.
Way over yonder. The American Anchor Baby from 12, starting at 12 noon to about 2, I believe, Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby. And he is an expert here as well. So, guys, good morning again. And what I want to do is play some sound bites and get you guys' response to this situation. Some of you know about that sad, sad situation in Dallas, Texas, where a black guy has been accused, and I think they said he admitted, taking a knife to a track meet. Who take a weapon to a track meet? I grew up, when I was in high school, I ran track. And they used to be so much fun, not only going out with your track team, but meeting other track team people. Outdoors, running, and doing the disc thing, and all kinds of stuff. I never imagined that one day some black guy would take a knife to a track meet. You know something on your mind when you do that. And it ain't about running track. But anyway, this black guy by the name of Camilo Anthony. Is that right, Camilo?
Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony. And he has been accused, and according to the report, admitted to stabbing and killing a white track star, track runner, and this boy that he killed or accused of killing had a twin brother. Can you imagine? And he died, according to the report, in his twin brother arm. Can you imagine that at the trap meet? And it's a sad conversation. And probably so far the saddest story I have to report to you this year. And so here's some update on what's happening. So what you might not know that after this black boy was arrested, some black judge lowered his bail, and he's out of jail. And
female judge, too.
Huh?
Female judge, too.
Black female. Lord have mercy. And ever since he's been out of jail, they started a GoFundMe page, and they're raising buku money, not for the victim, but for the person that's been accused of creating a victim, the black guy. And so, then they're saying that this black boy, his folks are now living high on the hall, beautiful home behind a gated fence, expensive car, diamond in the rough. Amazing. So here's the update, this Fox News. The family of accused killer Carmelo Anthony read a prepared statement from their attorney during a press conference on Thursday. Fox News, chaos unfolded during the press conference in Dallas Thursday after the spokesman for Camilla Anthony took jabs at Austin Metcalfe, father, the white boy's father, who was escorted from the site of the event before it began. Watch this from X and ABC.
If you take a look at your screen now, what you are looking at is video of Jeff Metcalfe being escorted out of the co-working space where the Next Gen Action Network's office is by Dallas Police. You see that there. Jeff Metcalfe, the gentleman who is wearing the sunglasses and the blue shirt, who's being escorted out, is the father of Austin Metcalfe.
And all I'm going to say, so it don't be asked later, is that was disrespectful and just shows you all the character who was not invited, he knows that it's inappropriate to be near this family. But he did it. And so I say to people, actions speak louder than words. Okay? What he has failed into is the political operatives that want to make this thing a political thing of hate, yet bigotry, and yet racism. We have conservative operatives that have been posting nonstop about this case.
Was he has failed into? What do I mean? Failed into. And so that was the attorney, I guess, for the black boy.
Hmm. I would never believe not one word he ever said out of his mouth.
Was that the black boy Anthony standing back there with the hair like?
I didn't even notice.
It might have been, actually. I was like, who's that?
I think that was him.
You think so?
Yeah.
Can you like show a screenshot?
No.
Like, you show like a freeze frame?
That's not him. I'm looking at it on the... It's not Anthony.
It totally looked like him. It looked like a black Muslim, but I think it's that black. I may be wrong.
I was thinking it could be black, maybe. Every black doesn't look alike
Jesse.
Like Carmelo, though, that's not him.
Right, no, I think you're right. It's not.
Yeah.
Joel's right.
He's old. This guy looks like an older guy.
He just got the black.
This guy's not skinny enough, even.
Okay. Well, Camilla Anthony's mother broke down in tears as she unleashed on critics, painted the Anthony family as victims. Watch this, Annette.
In wake of this tragic incident, our family has been under attack. Whatever you think what happened between Carmelo and the Metcalf boys, my three younger children, my husband, and I didn't do anything to deserve to be threatened, harassed, and lied about. Our address and my husband's previous employer's address has been put on all social media platforms. My husband had to take a leave of absence because he's afraid what may happen to our family. His mental health is deteriorating day by day. We have endured death threats. My 13-year-old daughter is afraid to sleep in her own bedroom because she's fearful of what may happen to her. And let me be clear, the claims that were used about the public donation to buy a home or anything else are completely false. We have not received a single dime from the Give, Send, Go fundraiser. And the co-founder has stated that clearly. In reality, we were just notified yesterday that we could begin to withdraw funds. And it still takes several days to receive those funds once a request is made.
That might be the daddy.
Yeah, is that her husband?
I don't know. When she's crying... He's lying.
Wow. Stand up a little bit so they can see.
Nice. Hold on.
Yeah
that guy with the bow tie looked older now.
It might be the daddy.
He looked old.
Yeah. It definitely looked like he's older than his son. And last, here is Anthony's mother saying Carmelo was raised in a two-parent home with stability. Would a stable person take a knife to a track meet? Watch this from X.
I don't know why we are being targeted and discriminated against before a fair trial. Our son deserves the same rights under the law that everyone is afforded to. He's been raised in a two-parent home with structure, stability, love, and we put God first in everything that we do. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in the laws of this state. But those laws must apply to all of us, not just some of us. To the family who experienced the loss, my heart truly goes out to you. To those who have supported my family, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
When she's crying, she's lying.
She says stability, but she was emotional.
Yeah. We'll let that one go.
We'll let that one go. She was just like excited.
So you raised her to. Here is Minister Dominique Alexander. He compares Anthony to Kyle Rittenhouse and Daniel Penny. Watch this.
These are the type of lies. She's getting millions of views. Sarah, she's even came after me. And now that the public knows exactly what is going on, I ask, because these racist bigots try to prevent us from standing up for our baby, our boy, he should be afforded the same rights that Kyle Rittenhouse had, Daniel Penner, and all of the people who have claimed whatever their defense was. He should be afforded the same right. Nobody in the public media has one video camera, but we got the video of Kyle Rittenhouse with an AK-47 shooting three people in the back.
In the back.
We got that. And he raised more than $2 million publicly, and nobody said anything.
That's a lie right there.
Not one person was shot in the back, right?
What?
He's a minister. Oh, okay.
So the minister.
One Kyle Rittenhouse person was shot in the back.
Not one.
I don't remember.
I can't remember.
The minister called for community overwhelming support, stating that Black Americans don't need to pull the race card. It's what they live. last soundbite. Here we go.
Since they tried to come for us, I call for the community's overwhelming support for this fund. The disinformation that was put out was literally deliberate to prevent you from helping this family. And I want you to give overwhelming support to show them the community united can never be divided. And I'm going to say this again, and this is for everybody. Black people in America, while the current occupant sits at 1600 Pennsylvania, Black people in America don't have to pull the race card. It's what we live as a reality every day. It's what we have to teach our children. We don't want to, but we have to. We don't like to, but if we want to sleep at night, we got to. I ain't pulling no race card. I live it. I'm reminded all the time that I'm a Black man in America.
That's a preacher.
Man.
Black minister called for. That's a preacher. You Black. We'll start with the Black man first.
Man, for one, that preacher is a complete liar. He cannot be trusted on anything. Just everything he's saying, you could tell he's lying. He's making up a narrative. It's just the devil in a pastor's title. But the one thing I will say to the mother is that she shouldn't, all these like death threats and all that stuff they're getting and like probably backlash shouldn't be happening. I can agree to that. Nobody should be in their business trying to threaten their lives or put their families' lives at risk. People are probably frustrated, so I understand that, but it doesn't mean that they should do that. But they're not being entirely honest about the situation. This boy came to the track meet with a knife, and in the result of a tussle, he stabbed the boy, and that's uncalled for. But they're not, it doesn't seem like, I didn't see the whole press conference, but it doesn't seem like they're even addressing that part of it.
Yeah.
And then the house and the car, after doing a little research, wasn't bought from the GoFundMe. They already had that previously.
They had a nice house.
They were already well to do.
Yeah, they were already
behind a gated fence.
Yeah, they were already.
Is it next door to Louis Farrakhan?
But
maybe the guy has a bow tie like a Louis Farrakhan type.
But they're just not being entirely honest.
Because a necktie resembles a noose, and so blacks don't like wearing neckties.
Oh, but the bow tie ain't a necktie,
right?
And go ahead.
Sorry, Joel.
Well, I forgot the last point I was going to make, but I just can't believe I'm really, like, outdone with that preacher. That was blowing my mind how you flat out lie. But, yeah, I just think they're not entirely being truthful.
Hey, you white. And you say?
Yeah, that preacher puts Benjamin Crump to shame in terms of the shamelessness.
It sounds like
the
Benjamin.
Ridiculous blackness. And you've written articles about how, and done segments about how black parents brainwash their children into this fear and hatred of whites. And you just saw it right there in front of the woman. The woman put her daughter in that state of fear of sleeping. Mm. Not the outside people. The outside people couldn't even touch the girl.
I don't even know if she tell the truth about that.
Yeah.
I don't even imagine no teenage black girl to my mama scared to sleep in my room.
Yeah.
Behind a gate fence.
It's dramatics for sure.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not.
Austin Metcalf's father has been all about forgiveness. This is not a race thing. It's a human thing. Peace. Let's all be, you know, unity. I could see him getting that this Christian idea in his head, so-called Christian, that let me be there and be a show of peace and unity at this press conference thing. I don't know that, but I could picture, based on how he's been acting, that I've seen in front of the camera, trying to say, no, this is not a division political thing. This is just a human thing. That's probably maybe what his intention was when he went to that press conference.
Like a silly thought in his mind. Yeah, let me just go and try to be in peace. Even though
trying to be a Christian.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And so that guy is being disrespectful. Not him. Not the father of the victim.
The black guy.
Yeah.
And Anchor Baby. Now, because you are Anchor Baby, you like all color. You represent the whole country.
Globalist.
You
a
say,
creation of globalism.
And you say?
You know, they say, they bring this, they're doing everything that they're blaming the other people for. Yeah. Like they're saying they're making it political, but they're the ones talking about racism, making it political themselves. They're talking about we're under attack. But because you took it on, there's no one asked you to take on Carmelo's fight. Yeah, he's your son. But I have asked so many people, what would you do if it was your son in this situation? And a lot of people just have this common sense approach, like I would let him face the consequences. And so there's a lot that they're taking on that they're blaming others for. And it's crazy how you see the fact that the world is not hard on – that America is not hard on crime – and that's the simple solution, really is a charge on the people on how little love they have. That's all they have to do, just be hard on crime, but they won't do it.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid, they're evil, they're all that.
And mainly not hard on crime with the blacks. They want to be soft on crime with the blacks across the board because you would think that people would think that, like, yes, this happens too much in the black community. That doesn't mean we're picking on them. That just means that they're out of control.
Yeah,
right. But instead, it's like, oh, the jails are filled up with black people. Then that means that we're picking on them. No, it's that like they're not getting their act together, and it's getting worse. Mm-hmm.
And I saw,
No, go ahead.
I saw this about them not receiving that money, and I saw that too, Joel, with Joel, and it seems like they had money and all that. But it's interesting how they're still evil with money. You know.
Yeah.
All over their posts, they're talking about how the other family, they're not together, and that's why they're mad. And it's just always pointing at others.
True.
Yeah.
I thought it was originally, that's why you have to always wait some time, but I thought that these black people were living somewhere else, and when they got the government money, moving into the...
That's not the case,
but they're
apparently.
Saying that they were already there.
Yeah, they may have moved to places, but it wasn't on the Give, Send, Go money.
What kind of job they have that they can live behind a fence?
I don't know, but on one of your network's shows, somebody showed that it was an upcoming Punchy TV.
Yeah, we got into this on Punchy.
In 2023, she's like manifesting, blessed. She showed this beautiful house and car that they had gotten. So
Nick, how can they compare Kyle Rittenhouse and Daniel Penny's situation to this situation?
I don't know how one
relates to the other.
It really doesn't.
Because the black boy was the one that was accused with the knife and killed the white boy.
The only way it relates is the race thing. Oh. And that's what they're thinking of. That's the only... They're not seeing the details. Kyle didn't shoot them in the back like they're saying. Like, because they don't care about that. They're just seeing the race. So that's the only way it relates. And it should show. It should show, but nobody wants to say.
They're pretending it's self-defense.
What's self-defense?
What the boy did.
Let me take a break. When I come back, we'll take your calls on this, all right? Back in a quick moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Welcome back. So here's the rundown for today. After my show, thehakereport.com. The Hake Report from 9 to 11. You don't want to miss Hake today. Uh-uh. At 9. He's white, and he has no fear, and he has good hair. And then at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of The Fallen State today. A brand new episode. I had an interesting talk with Nelson Schumann, and he is a soul wounds and demonic spirit expert. He's an author. He's the president and founder of Restore to Freedom Ministry. That's a lot. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What drives me every day is I want to bring as many people as possible to heaven. I didn't even know that I heard demonic spirits until the Lord spoke to me after I was delivered. I have seen many women that have prayed for people and seen healings and deliverances.
You've never seen that. She doesn't have the authority. She doesn't have the power. The world is just weak. They're afraid of women. Why is that?
Because there's a lot of men that are misogynistic.
Does she obey you?
Next question.
What a mess! At 11 a.m. Pacific time, and you can become a member of thefallenstate.tv right there, and on locals.com. And at 12 noon, the American Incubator. And the American Incubator, on this topic and others, I heard him say that that Mexican guy that belongs to the gangs, and they sit back home. He's like, the people are complaining about the Brady guy home. The guy already at home. They took him home. What the? You don't want to miss the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon, right after the fallenstate.tv. And I'll see you all on Sunday morning at Fellowship, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't ride. All are invited. All right, all are invited. Doors open at 10:30, and the meeting starts at 11 a.m. All right? We had, and I ain't making it up, a profound women's forum last night. When I mentioned it, tears come inside. It was so deep. It was just, I'm looking at these ladies, and I'm like, ladies, don't give up. Y'all doing just fine. You're on your way. And the openness is mind-blowing. And what they're seeing about themselves and how they're dealing with it now. The ladies formed last night. It was all worth it. I closed my eyes for a moment, and the moment was gone. Because I always get to bed late. due to the meetings, but it's worth it. It's really worth it. Ladies form last night. Ladies, stay with it. Really, stay with it. I'll start with you, Joel. Quick yes or no, and a short why or why not. Should the father have shown up to this press conference with Kamala Anthony's family? Carmelo.
Wait.
Why is it is Carmelo a man name or a woman name?
Carmelo? I think it's a black name, black man name.
How is it different from Camilla that ran for president?
Well, that's Kamala or Camilla. This is Carmelo. When you add an O, it's supposed to be the masculine.
And so this is a black African name?
I think it's just a black
I ain't name. Never heard of no Camilla growing up.
Carmelo.
Right.
Camilla.
But anyway, because of time. Should the father, the white father, have shown up to the press conference?
No, I don't think he should have showed up.
And why not?
Because even if he's trying to do it for peace, he don't need to be there. Like, he just need to have the peace within himself that he's not mad at the son. He don't need to try to make friends or try to prove a point that that's just not his business to do. And plus, the blacks, that's not going to make them feel better about him. They're just going to be how they are. So I think it was just like James said, a thought in his head that maybe a Christian thought that this might be nice, but I don't think it did any good.
Should the father have shown up, Anchor Baby?
Nah.
Yeah. If not, if yes or no, and why or why not?
Honestly,
why not or why so?
I'm of the thinking that like if it was the right thing, it would have been evident, and if it was the Christian, like if it was going to have some Christian good effect, it would have happened. But what I'm saying is. Essentially, I personally would stay out of such kind of things. Because it's like, what are you trying to fight? Who are you trying to fight here? Are you really going to get them to, like, what is the motive? What is the end goal? And I don't see one. Mm-hmm. I don't see the end goal here.
Maybe the father should have worn one of those tie-dye shirts and stood outside of the
Speaking
event.
Speaking to the mic.
Maybe the father should have worn one of those tie-dye shirts. Remember those shirts?
The hippie ones?
Uh-huh.
With the very all the colors?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he should have stood on the outside of the event and been singing, "All we are saying, give peace a chance."
it's about what his intentions might have been.
Huh?
It's about what his intentions might have been. So.
Nate doesn't remember "All we are saying is give peace a chance."
Hippie
what is
Christian
that?
Stuff.
Tell
Hippie,
Nate.
War, anti-war. What is it? Is it the Beatles or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No. When they had, familiar.
Back in the 60s when they were having that Vietnam War,
white
people went out to empty lands over in the desert, and they were like smoking pot and dancing and having a good time, and they were singing, "Oh, we," and they had tie-dye shirts on. I love those shirts.
I've only ever seen that parodied.
And they were singing,
"Think about it.
All we are saying is give peace a chance."
Amazing.
Okay. So you say no, the father should not have shown up, the white father.
I say no.
And you say, should he have shown up, yes or no? And if not, if so, why or why not?
I can't really say whether he should or shouldn't. I kind of think no, he shouldn't, especially after hearing you guys. But I don't think that the black guy was characterizing it correctly. Because he went there to be respectful, I think, based on how I've seen the father act. Now, the father, in my opinion, is too Christian, too fake peace-loving. But still, he meant well. But no, he shouldn't have gone.
Yeah.
Because this is a hate meeting. It was hate, blame, and victimhood on display.
Ain't no way in the world that man should have shown up at a black press conference. They're going against his son. They're talking about his family.
True.
And they're talking about racism and all that. They took the black, especially a black preacher, they used that to their advantage to say, see the racism. Yeah, nobody showing up here. This is racism and this is stuff.
Just total lies, though, and slander.
In short, what I think about this whole situation... knowing how things used to be, and I grew up on a plantation down in Alabama, there is no way that this thing with black and white people should be happening, period. This is all a made-up illusionary game. It's about money. You heard the preacher. They're never going to let it go. It brings in money.
Yeah.
It's this black and white fight between white people and black people is so unnecessary. It's a made-up thing. It's about money and perceived power. And these people use it year in and year out. Imagine teaching what this black guy was saying to young black kids who live with white people now, who play with white people, they know white people. They gonna believe this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's
the problem.
It's just pure evil. This should not... It's pure evil. This should not... It's not true. It should not be happening. And it was started by the so-called leadership of America. And it's a sad thing it has gotten this far. I never imagined it would get this far. In the good old days, if a black boy had killed a white boy, I could hear the blacks now, take that boy to jail.
Yeah.
He had no been to care no knives to know. Mm. They speak like that. He had no been to care no knives to know. Who take a knife to attract me? Who take a knife? What do you expect going to happen if you take a weapon to a thing? You're going to use it one way or another.
And it's keeping him from actually getting better. It's keeping the it's keeping the black people from getting better because you're not allowing them to suffer the consequences to wake them up. You're protecting them, especially this little boy. There should be consequences for his actions.
I imagine this boy loving this. He probably think, I had no idea I was going to become a hero.
Yeah.
That's killing crazy. A white man.
And it's setting up for it to happen more.
More. They...
Yeah.
What's so crazy about this, just like that story Nick dealt with the Mexican guy, El Salvador, you dealt with that too, right? Have you dealt with that yet?
I don't think so.
This El Salvador guy that Trump took back to the gang member here in L.A.? Texas somewhere, wherever he was. And they took him back to El Salvador. Now the Democrats are trying to bring the illegal alien gang member back to the country.
The guy actually met with him now.
Yeah.
Oh, did a
photo op with him. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
At first, they didn't let him.
Right.
But then they
They should not have allowed that guy to do that.
Yeah, I know.
When did we get... They got to a point where they now call the criminals victims.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And this guy that they put him in prison, his people like him have killed people. American citizen.
What did he do really quick, the guy?
Came illegally in 2011 at 16, was allegedly a gang member, had been in trouble with his wife sometimes.
And with the law, too.
Right.
Because he had gone to court for something, and they were going to deport him, some type of crime, I can't remember. And they were going to deport him, but the lawyer convinced the judge not to send him back to El Salvador because the gang members over there were going to kill him. And so the judge like, okay, send him anywhere then. He just can't stay here. And then Trump sent him back to El Salvador, and they act like he a victim.
They pretend like it was a mistake.
It wasn't no mistake.
What a mess.
This folks, I grew up in Alabama, right? And I remember there was a time when there was no civil rights movement. And at that time, everybody relied on themselves. They treated each other the way they would like to be treated, and they knew it was a spiritual thing, good and bad people. And white people and black people who understood that got along. Those who did not, the blacks and the whites who didn't understand, they were mad, they got along. This is not necessary. It's about money. It's all about money. I can't believe it. It's so unnecessary. It's just unnecessary. And then the Salvador guy was accused of beating his wife a couple of times. They showed the police report. he beat him. Yes,
and she comes out with my husband is such a good person. And then and the donation, Give, Send, Go. And I'm like, when was this? When was he good?
Like, and a lot of that money coming in. She heard him a good man.
What a mess.
It's common in that culture, by the way.
Did he get money?
No. slapping around sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They call the Method Man Macho.
Yeah.
Machisco.
Machismo.
Something like that. Yeah, Joel.
Machismo. do you think, is the question, do you think that there is this mainly come, like more than money? Maybe this is like the high, like the thrill from victimhood.
It's definitely a thrill.
But you think that the money is
the money is the, and the power is the driving force.
Okay.
Really, it's the driving force. It's always been the driving force. When I was growing up in Alabama, I didn't know you couldn't play with white people. So when I went to Indiana, my best friend was white. Because I didn't know you couldn't play with the white. In Alabama, on a plantation, under the Jim Crow law. And I didn't find out that you couldn't play with the black whites until I moved to Indiana. And when they elected the first black mayor, all hell broke loose. I'm like, what the? And I had a white friend, we were good friends. He used to help me in my mechanical drawing class. Have you ever taken mechanical drawing?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I didn't either until I had to take the class. And I had no idea how to do mechanical drawing. Zero. And he used to help me with my class, with my homework and stuff. But he was like crazy. Crazy in that when we used to be in class, he liked to play around a lot, make jokes and do stupid stuff.
Yeah.
He used to, you know how sometimes the skin on your nail around your nail thing come off? Mm-hmm. He used to pull it off and he's like, hey, Jesse. I'm like, what? He's like, look. And he would pull the skin off and suck the blood. Oh,
that is crazy.
That is he would turn it into a performance.
Awesome. That is psychotic in an awesome way. I'm going to make sure, too.
So you're talking about the cuticle? This is the cuticle? Is that what it's called?
You know how the skin around the
nail. No, I shouldn't have asked.
Right. You know, sometimes the skin get dry.
Yeah.
And it stands up and you pull it off.
Yeah.
Right?
It don't have to be dry.
Or you get... I know. Oh, you get like a hangnail in there sometimes.
Yeah.
And he would bite the nail off. And blood would pop out.
I'm going to instill fear in my enemies.
I know.
And he would pull, and the blood would pop out. He's like, Jesse. I was like, what? Look.
What the?
Jeez.
He used to do stupid stuff in the cafeteria and everything. You know how white people are. but I didn't know you couldn't play with white people.
That's interesting.
Until then. This is not white people and black people. You've been played. You've been used. We're supposed to be getting along the best we can. And we're supposed to hang out with who we want to hang out with. And who we don't have to. It's like that. It used to be that way. I had black friends, too. But I just got along with the ones that got along with me. What a mess. I can't believe it's so out of control.
Yeah, it's gotten worse. I feel like it's more insane than it ever has been.
It is.
It was always ridiculous. But it's like off the deep end ridiculous. I don't think it's just money, though. I don't think that's... It may be
no, it's not just money.
Because it's people love this drama.
It's a thrill,
and
too.
Jump on a lie.
It is a thrill, too, but it's about, like that black preacher, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, that keep them in position of power.
Yeah, it's ego.
Look how much money and private planes Al Sharpton got from this. And Al Sharpton represent nothing but evil. Mm. But he's like the black people, one of their leaders.
Yeah.
It's for money and power.
That's true. There's only like a handful of ridiculous blacks. And now there's like, it's a whole industry of ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of them now. Because each generation is learning that you can get money and power. Look how crazy that woman from Texas, that cousin, Cameron.
Jasmine
Crockett.
Jasmine Crockett. That woman, in the good old days, blacks would have never voted for her.
I saw footage of her being all sensible and educated.
Was she high?
In the years ago.
Oh.
And now she puts on this black.
Yeah,
black
maybe they encourage her to do it, or it brings her some Instagram clicks or something.
Because
it's successful.
Yeah, it's doing. She's doing well. It's helping her.
Yeah. financially and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's a false power in even the individual, I think. The person even just clicking the Instagram Black Lives Matter thing who's not necessarily getting money, there's probably a false power in that. And like saying, you know what, yeah, we're together.
Yeah.
And now you can walk in the street and look at a white person and be like, you are evil, blah, blah,
but
blah.
Just think about this, and then I get to the cause. This black guy accused, and he admitted that he did it. And not like he didn't say he didn't do it. Mm. Just think, this black guy took a knife to a trap meet, according to the story, and killed someone with it, and he is presented as a hero. They got the boy out of jail, dressed him up in a nice suit, put him in a nice SUV, got bodyguards, and the media is all about him.
My question is more so not like, how did this happen? But more so like, how are they getting away with it?
White people afraid.
But that's the crazy thing to me. It's like there's one thing that's to make a claim, like the blacks to make a claim, like this is right. But it's another thing for it to be believed and allowed.
Yeah.
Because it's so insane.
But the white people have fought sympathy a long time ago for it. Rather than shedding the blacks down right away by telling them, I'm not your problem.
Yeah.
I'm not your problem. I don't hate you. I ain't thinking about you. I ain't raised my own family.
Yeah.
If they had shut this down during the civil rights movement, it wouldn't have gotten this far. It would not have gotten this far.
That is such a good summary, Jesse, that it shouldn't be happening. This shouldn't be happening. You know, that is a good summary of the law.
Right.
Didn't Jesus try and do that right? The summary of the law is in one thing. It shouldn't be happening.
It literally just happening.
And everything, all the response, getting mad at blacks, the people with their theories online, whatever. None of it should be happening.
It should not be happening. That's what's so crazy about it.
It should be a local story, really.
Yeah, it should. Black guy in Dallas shot and killed somebody. I mean,
That's the best thing for how to treat this story.
Yeah.
But it happened because of this nationwide, worldwide, push against white people
and
push to cater to the blacks.
Yeah.
That's why it happened. And the reaction to it is why it's going to get worse.
Black people being used for destruction.
Yeah.
Total destruction. That's what this is, destruction. They make money and power, perceived power, and you're using the blacks for it. This black preacher, how are preachers going to say we live with it? Who live with this? Nobody live with this.
Being black in America. And he brought Trump into it.
Right. And the blacks voted for Trump.
Right. The sensible black man.
Shane is out of Texas. Shane, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Shane.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Shane.
How are you?
All is well. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yes.
I just wanted to call in. I just wanted your perspective on... Do you feel the twin, Austin, had anger too?
I'm sure, yes. Because everyone has anger. Everyone who was born of the flesh, of their mothers, have anger. Absolutely.
Okay, because we all know that what the black boy did was wrong. He brought the knife to the track meet. But, you know, not all black people are aggressive, you know? Some of us, you know.
Like who?
If we see a cop. Me, myself, I don't think I'm aggressive at all.
Right.
No, I'm serious. If I was at the track meet and someone told me, well, if I told them to get up out of my seat and they don't want to move, I'll just walk away, you know, because I know some black people are aggressive and some are not. You can spot out the ones who are aggressive and the ones who are not.
But this white guy, black guy, this white guy, a black guy went under the white people tent. Let me take a break. Hold on. Back in a moment, folks. 2 hours ago, we're going to moon call. Hate news coming up.
That's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world. Are grocery prices going down, like Trump says? They might be. Commie Nonsense Network is trying to fact check, but their facts are kind of irrelevant. And Kilmar, Avrego Garcia, he got a visit from a Democrat, a male Democrat. How embarrassing. A white male Democrat, that is, I think. It's horrible. And yesterday, there was a shooting at Florida State University in Tallahassee, Florida. Was it a far left-wing radical? Was it a white supremacist? Was it both? I don't know. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Friday, also known as Get It Off Your Chest Friday. And it's also Good Friday. Happy Easter. I'm wearing my Easter colors, sort of, right? Bright green, kind of? Shout out. Jesus rose on Sunday. He died today and rose on Sunday, per a tradition of how we do this. JLP, we'll be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. The lines are full. And you can call in every so often, okay? Call in every so often, or as you hear JLP wrap up with a caller for a chance to get through. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports President Donald J. Trump announced on social media this week that grocery prices are, quote-unquote, going down. But that doesn't seem to be the case for this Jade Walker woman, Commie Nonsense writer, in her neck of the woods. Nearly $11 for a bag of Ghirardelli semi-sweet chocolate chips? Seriously? She asks. That doesn't sound like essential groceries, but who knows? CNN did a fact check, not a truth check, because they don't care about the truth. They just pretend, have their piddly little pet facts. And it turns out Trump's claim was supposedly incorrect, according to them. According to the Consumer Price Index, average grocery prices were about 2.41% higher last month than they were in March of 2024, a year prior. So that's not a good comparison. What about the month before? And 2.41% higher is not that much higher, honestly. That was the highest year-over-year grocery inflation rate since August of 2023, and most of that year was under who? Biden. Obama, part three, right? Avrego Garcia. Gilmar Avrego Garcia. Still being detained in a notorious mega prison, Alpha Prison, in El Salvador. Without due process, they say. Oh, Lord. Even though the U.S. government conceded his deportation to El Salvador was supposedly a mistake, according to Commie Nonsense Network, all the mainstream media making this claim. Despite the rulings of several courts that should have no say on the matter, they have no authority, in my opinion, but I don't know. Senator Chris Van Hollen, H-O-L-L-E-N, managed to meet with Avrego Garcia on Thursday, yesterday, posted a bunch of pictures on social media. So he did a photo op with this dirtbag. Actually, I don't know who's the bigger dirtbag, the Democrat or the poor, innocent, alleged domestic violent, alleged MS-13 illegal alien who stayed in Maryland. What a mess. I'm not sure who's the bigger dirtbag. I kind of like illegals. President Nayib Bukele responded on X and declared that Avrego Garcia will remain incarcerated in El Salvador. Avrego Garcia's wife, so-called wife, Jennifer Vasquez Sura, celebrated that she heard about the senator's meeting. Oh, that's a senator. With her husband. My children and my prayers have been answered, she said. I wonder if she's happier that they're separated. The efforts of my family and community in fighting for justice are being heard because I now know that my husband is alive. We already knew that her husband was alive and safe. Van Hollen plans to release more details about their meeting today. At least two people were killed, meanwhile, in America, and another five wounded at a mass shooting in Florida State University campus in Tallahassee yesterday. Police have one suspect in custody, a 20-year-old FSU student, the son of a local sheriff's deputy. He was white. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Thank you. got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show. Today you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what was the first temple God made? What was the first temple God made? Amazing question. We're going to deal with it on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and agreed to arrive. I appreciate your feedback about it. Pretty much everybody said the same thing so far. A few a little different. You can podcast the show, but you don't have to miss one single live show, no matter where you are or what you're doing. Even if you're at this press company with Carmelo Anthony's folks, where the preacher said, black America don't need to pull the race card. It's what they live. You know that's a bald-faced lie. Well, they don't even know what that means, but you still can be listening to the show, even at the event, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, or we're going to get to you lots of super chats here, to, especially want to respond to this issue and others. We're going to get to that in a minute. But to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson. And JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Friday. And every Friday is Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Ask. Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey.
What?
What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing. So we're talking about this Carmelo Anthony's deal. The black boy who was accused of killing a white boy at a track meet. And we have another expert here. We're going to get to him in a minute. But I want to go quickly back to Shane out of Texas. And Shane, you said that, correct me if I'm repeating you.
Shan.
You said that the black boy that did the stabbing, he went under the tent of the white people team, right? And you said that, what'd you say about that?
No, basically what I'm saying is that as a black person, I know if someone is aggressive and someone who's not aggressive. So even if the black boy was under the wrong tent, the twin, Austin, when he came to approach him and he seen that he wasn't going to move, as a black person, I know just to walk away because I know what it's going to turn out to. So I just felt like him walking away, he would have been still alive.
Oh, and so you blame him for not walking away that the black boy stabbed him?
No, I don't blame him. I'm just saying as a black person, I know when someone is aggressive and I know the outcome of it. So I just feel like if he had that knowledge, then he would have been still alive today. Because there are some aggressive black people out here. We all know that.
But I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, Because she's basically saying that the black boy should have known to walk away instead of trying to defend himself.
The white boy.
White man should have walked away.
Oh, she's saying the white man should have walked away.
So the white boy, the black boy went under the white boy's tent.
Right.
And she's saying that white people should know that black people are aggressive.
Yeah.
And so the white boy should have known that and walked away.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe his ego was involved. Well, I'm saying, like, he should say something like, he should have said, like, hey, like, could you move the thing? He didn't get up, then whatever, whatever. But, you know, young boys in high school, ego's probably involved, and it shouldn't have escalated to that point. Maybe that's the point she's trying to make. But it doesn't excuse the fact that Carmelo goes to the extreme to pull out a knife and stab him.
But when we went to track meets, and I went to a lot of them, we never went over to the opposite team tent.
Right.
We would yell at them across the way.
But she more means
Come
like
on,
how it turned
you.
Out.
Huh?
She more means like how, what transpired, like the type of like aggressive behavior the white man displayed to the black man.
No, the white man didn't have, he's not saying, the white man just said go away, right? And she's saying that the white man should not have said that because she know that black people are aggressive. Am I right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, but
when they told him, you know, to get up and he didn't want to get up, then he would have been like, okay, he should have went and got authority, somebody older, instead of, you know, interfering with that situation.
Tattletale.
Sounds like a woman.
Well, but at the same time, though, it's like, you got to, I mean, I'm sure he didn't expect to be stabbed, but if
that's
he's not getting up,
exactly.
Then you know that, like, I don't know necessarily the right thing to do is, like, now try to grab him and move him. I don't
but
know if that's
when
the
you're
right
at,
thing.
When you're a teenager, especially a guy, and you're on a track team, you're just there to have fun.
Right.
You're there to tease the other team. You're there to just play with your teammates and just have fun. You're not thinking somebody got a knife up
yeah.
here and they're going to kill me.
Yeah, but I don't know if necessarily that that boy had necessarily had to be aggressive. I'm not saying that he's wrong in the situation.
But we don't know if he was aggressive
right.
or not.
That moment's a question mark.
Right.
And I think Sham does bring up something interesting, though, and you pretty much said it. You didn't. I don't know if he expected to be stabbed. And so let's say he was being aggressive. It's a question
right.
mark moment. But let's say he got in his ego. But he got in his ego
right.
as a 17-year-old track guy.
Right.
He didn't expect to get stabbed.
Yeah, exactly. You know that's not justifying at all.
But at 17, you're allowed to have an ego.
Yeah, people push and shove people ego all the
start,
time.
You start to get over ego when you
yeah
30.
It's not supposed to be yeah
right. a 17-year-old track.
You get over it.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think according to the report, he actually
this
grabbed
is
him, right?
Derek, my producer of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show and an expert.
Hi.
And he has on glasses looking like Lou Ross.
Distinguished.
You got anything? But according to the reports, I believe he actually put his hands on.
The white man.
Yeah, the white man put his hands on Carmelo.
That's yeah.
But and that's why they're claiming self-defense right there.
But I don't think that, to the ladies, the point, I don't think that he didn't necessarily have to do that. He's a 17-year-old boy, and he probably just... dumb ego, like we're talking about, but
yeah, I was just bringing up that because y'all were saying there was a question mark. No, he actually put his hands on him,
that's
when he pulled. Oh, that's when he
what?
Reached in his backpack and pulled out a knife.
What?
So I said that was a reported account I saw as well. So despite there being a question mark
we
on
really
details, that detail
the
was
whole
reported.
Real details. Are.
We don't know the nature of the putting
right.
of the hands
yeah.
or anything.
Right.
Yeah, I agree though. There's always a anytime there's a victim, you got a victim blame a little bit because the victim could have handled things differently and could be alive.
But in the good old days, the blast would have said, "Ain't no way that boy should have had a knife at a
totally
at a
track meet."
Well, yeah,
they
would have just been all about that. He went there looking for trouble. Why
yeah.
did he take a knife to a track event
and say, "Touch me again and see what happens"?
Yeah,
or whatever he allegedly said.
You know what I mean? That would have been the primary subject with
Indeed.
Blacks.
Yeah.
Really, it wouldn't have been about all the white
you
boy
can nitpick,
this
you can definitely nitpick the whites, but this is the blacks are ridiculous.
Yeah. White people shouldn't have to be sensitive around
I
black
know.
People. Yeah. That's a mess.
You
want to
walk
yeah.
around thinking, oh, this is a rough
I might get killed.
Nigga rah rah.
Yeah.
But she brought up the point that even blacks have to be sensitive around blacks.
So Shan, you think
Shan,
you think white people and black people need to walk around through life knowing that this black person is aggressive, so we better be careful.
Yes.
Oh. Wow. That's a horrible way to have
she's
to
a lady.
Well, like,
she's a lady.
But that's true.
Well, but here, but she's not
true.
But she's not entirely wrong, though.
Right.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But it is true.
Because I think about sometimes when I, like, make a wrong turn on the thing and I cut somebody off and, like, the black person in the car, they're, like, cussing me out and da-da-da. Like, if I do anything, if I respond any kind of way, I might die that day.
Yeah.
So it's true. Like,
yeah, so
it's almost.
That's a horrible way to have to live things way, about the blacks in that way.
Yeah.
But they have brought themselves to this point. When a car get in front of me or and I get over, I don't even look over there to see
yeah, exactly.
Thing,
cause...
yeah, that's how the Asians. There's this Asian lady who just totally cut me off. And I honked at her and looked at her. This was years ago, okay? I was looking over and she's just looking straight. Like, she may not even have realized.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that really works because it just diffused me. Like, I couldn't do anything.
A car cut me off yesterday, and I just stayed on my lane. And then when I got near them, I did like that. But I ain't look away.
Hi, neighbor.
Because I ain't want them to have a gun.
You know, it's what? Even one time I was at fault. I cut the black guy off, and I was trying to roll down the window just to say sorry. I realized that you can't even do that.
You can't do that now.
Yeah, it's dangerous. I had a friend who got shot because they're out in traffic, and they ended up, like, I guess, cutting off whoever was driving. It was, like, some young black kids, and they ended up spraying up her car. I was like,
wow.
No way. So she got shot like 5 times, but she survived.
Shan,
spraying
thank
with
you.
Bullets.
Anything else you want to say about that?
No, I just wanted to hear your side on that.
Yeah, now I understand what you're saying. But isn't that awful that black people's at a point now that everybody have to be around them with suspicious and being careful?
Yes, sir.
What a mess. Thank you, Shan.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Wow, that's all. And DEI is very popular. Black people make a lot of money off DEI. The so-called black leaders and stuff, the experts, they make a lot of money off DEI. This ain't going nowhere soon.
Yeah.
It's about the money and the power, I'm telling you.
I wonder where this young kid, if he was raised in the suburbs or they just moved at some point. Because if he was raised in the suburbs, raised in like the hood, and that it would make sense why he would think to bring a thing.
Right.
Not justified, but that's the mindset. In the
because
hood.
Maybe, I don't know where he was raised either, but I know in Texas, in Dallas area, they have a South Oak Cliff. And South Oak Cliff is where the blacks live. Oh, my God. It's hell.
So now, not that
this family did. Yeah, that's who. It's Project Hood. That's where they live on welfare and everything.
According to
it's hood. And so I know that some of the black, I don't know about this family at all. They moved from South Oak Cliff to North Dallas where the white people live.
Yeah.
So that could be happening.
Happening, yeah.
Yeah, Jay.
According to statistics, at every socioeconomic level, the blacks are more violent than the whites.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter if they're rich or poor. Yeah. They're more violent than the whites.
Then that makes you think, too. I wonder if now that the black thing is getting so out of control, that whether you're rich or poor, if you identify with the black thing, you're getting this nasty black mindset.
Of course.
Right.
And whether you want it or not, you're going to get it.
That boy looks like his mother, Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking at her. He looks darker than her, but... The face is very similar. It made me wonder if the father is his father. Maybe
she said that.
It didn't seem like it.
Huh?
It didn't seem like it at all.
They had the same kind of hair.
You think so?
Yeah, they had that nappy hairstyle.
I'm not saying that it's not.
I just don't.
Because there's a lot of cases where there's a husband and wife and kids, but maybe the oldest kid is from a different person.
Yeah,
from a different father.
Every now and then, a black person have a daddy at home.
His own real dad.
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah, I know that.
Everybody.
I'm just bringing it up because it made me curious, and I want to know.
He didn't speak up at the press conference at all. That's
an interesting point. None of us brought that up.
They want him to say the wrong thing.
Say the wrong thing. They put the mother on the mic.
The father did not speak.
Yeah, the father didn't speak.
But I wonder if there was any kind of an agenda behind that.
Let me go. Shane.
Shane.
Shan.
Shan.
Shan. out of middle school.
You already got the Shan.
There's no Shan there.
Oh, Kenan.
Kenan.
Kenan out of, hold on.
Missouri.
Let me go to the right line.
Kansas City, Missouri, man. Come on, man.
Kenan. Kenan. What?
Kenan.
Kenan.
Yeah, come on, slow and black.
Where's Kale?
It's black and slow.
He probably somewhere making more money than y'all.
Yeah. How you know? How you know Kale?
Keenan and Kale, it's a show.
Together, man.
I see.
Come on, man. How you know Dr. Martin Luther King?
He dead.
Martin Luther King.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
And don't be cursing on the show, man.
Respect. Okay. Don't disrespect my people though, either, though.
What
know,
people?
So go ahead.
What people?
The blacks. The blacks.
Are you related to the blacks?
My bloodline, you are too, but your mind is sold more on Edomite. So go ahead.
How are you related to the blacks by blood?
Oh, that's easy. You ever heard of the blood of Jesus? I'm related biblically. Are you related to Jesus?
How are you related to the blacks by blood?
By the biblical textures, they let me know that that's my bloodline. What happened to your people? This is how you got here. You know the history of the Holocaust.
How are you related? Because of time, how are you related? How are you related
by the blood.
To?
I know how it works. By the blood.
But we're not even related to Jesus by blood. How are you related to the blast by blood? You're not telling me that.
Okay, by the same treatment that they do to a certain selected group of people, we are related, and I can understand what you're saying. Like, what they did that to you too, that's how related.
Kenan, how are you related to the blast by blood?
By the blood of Jesus.
But that's not true. You're not even related to Jesus by the blood of Jesus. How are you related to the blacks by the blood? I'm trying to understand that.
Is he a Hebrew Israelite?
Because we have the same traits. We have the same. Oh, man, we share the same energy and spirit.
How do you share the same energy as blacks?
Because I suffered the same things that my ancestors came through the same way. We ate the same way.
Same way as what?
I was in the South.
How did your ancestor come the same way? You want to respond?
Yeah, because he's right that he's related to the black people in the fallen state.
Oh,
way. Yeah. He's like, he thinks the same. He acts the same. He identifies with that mentality of blacks. And that's why he's really, but he's thinking that it's some righteous thing, but he's not realizing that that's evil. It's fallen state.
Oh, so you're saying that you're evil like the blacks?
Like you, I'm evil like you. No,
Kenan. I'm trying to understand your relationship with all blacks. Are you saying you, as Joel just explained so amazingly, that you're saying that you have the same father state spirit like the blacks, right?
No, sir. I'll answer it by saying you're black, right?
Kenan, I'm not related to all blacks. I'm related to the blacks that are in the Peterson and Scott family and the Cobb.
Them white people names anyway. You want to play a person's name and energy and spirit. Do you believe in spirits, brother?
Kenny, you're not answering my question at all.
Yes, what? Am I related to the angels?
How are you related to all the blacks by blood? And how are you like all the, you're not telling me how you're related to them.
That's a powerful question to ask. And that's a good question, too, let me add. I'm not related by blood. By the energy, by when I see them, it's like, hey, it's my brother. You know, I don't know all that chaos that you guys talk about with blacks hating other blacks. We don't do that because when white people get together, they're not related by blood, but they know each other and they say, hey, I'm going to help you out because you we share some kind of what of the bloodline.
So why didn't the blacks live and think that way prior to the Civil Rights Movement? Because prior to the Civil Rights Movement, when blacks were free and independent thinkers, they would have said a person like this guy, the black guy that was accused of shooting this, stabbing this white guy, they would have said, why did that boy even take a knife to the fight? He got what he deserved. He had no business taking a knife. Now he in jail. Leave him in jail. They would have, known that that was wrong. Why are the blacks saying they all the same now, whereas they didn't say it 70 years ago?
I mean, they had the march on Washington. They all united. They all came together.
So they all became one with evil?
What are you talking about, brother?
They all became one with evil?
No. It was positivity. It was all positive. When they went there,
there was no positive. When you become a group, when you become a group.
On the march of Washington.
When you become a group, when you become a group, and lose your individuality, there's nothing positive about that. That's a weakness.
You're a reverend. You got a whole group of people that you brag about that you help. Are y'all a group?
Whenever a group of people,
Jesse,
James have some information for you. Hold on.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, that's not for him?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Kenny, thank you, man. I appreciate you. I have no idea what everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
That was almost as silly as Tony from California.
Yeah, it made no sense.
Yeah.
Derek, wanted to...
Yeah, I was going to say that might have been a Hebrew Israelite.
It was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, because he called us Edomites. He said, you have an Edomite mindset.
What's an Edomite?
The white person, according to them.
He has extensive experience. I think he'd know.
If I had an Edomite mindset, I would have built a rocket to space.
Indeed.
Edomite mindset.
Elon.
I ain't built no space rocket yet.
Elon.
You wanted to say something about the white father going to the press conference.
Right.
You say?
I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Don't tap on that.
Oh, sorry.
And why not?
It's a public event. I mean, the information is going to be out there online, so why not?
But the white man knew that these black people don't like him, and they weren't going to let him speak at the event.
I'm not sure if he knew that.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure, because his first public interview, he said that he forgave
the family.
That's
what he said, but they ain't said they forgave.
I'm not sure if he did any further research into the family, but... Right. You know, this is a public event. This information is going to be out. So I don't see anything wrong with him going out there and listening.
Yeah, it's not like he had to be invited, huh?
Right.
The guy said he was not invited.
Would you go to a black
I wanted to let him finish. Sorry.
I was going to say, I don't even think you had to be invited to this event, right?
Right. I'm sure you didn't have to be invited.
Yeah, and, you know, and I know... If I was the father, I'd want some answers. I'd want to hear what they have to say. And this would be a great moment for the family to actually forgive, like come face-to-face with the father and just have
when
a nice moment of forgiveness.
Have you ever seen any black people doing that lately?
Imagine if
they didn't do it.
It could have been a beautiful moment.
But it could have been a beautiful moment. Yeah.
They could have hugged it out.
Yeah, right.
Shaking hands, hugged it out, a show of unity.
There's no money in that.
I know, but this...
They don't go for me,
It sounds like this Christian man agrees with me that Christian man who, the white man, was trying to be Christian.
Well, it was a nice hope, but realistically, he should have known that wasn't going to be the case with them.
Doesn't know black people.
I agree, though, with both of you guys saying, like, that's the right thing to do, but in this moment... Like, these black people don't care about the white thing to do. They don't care about the truth.
Yeah.
So
read the room.
The black preacher said, black Americans don't need to pull the race card. It's what we live. So you think that they want this white man at their comforts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what I mean?
I mean, he said that after he was kicked out.
Let's get the white man on the show.
The white man?
Cool. And I want to ask him, why did he go?
Yeah, that's good.
I want to hear from his mom.
That's okay. A nice idea.
Yes, yeah, get him on the show. That way we don't have to try to figure it out. Yeah.
Okay, we'll try. But I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, I understand that black people are, like, aggressive and they hate whites. But I'm not sure what this father's mindset was. So
that's why we got to get him on the show.
Yeah, we got to get him on the show and see what's going on. But
Nick, if you're white and some black guy stab your son to death, and your folks, and then his folks on camera held a press conference saying that we know black people, black Americans don't need to pull a race card. It's what we live. This reminds me of Kyle Rittenhouse and Daniel Penny, which you have gone to a black conference.
Come on, this happened after.
I wouldn't.
Me
either. I wouldn't
have gone if I'm black.
They were already running their mouths, though. Like,
but this
to your point, they were already running their mouths about... saying all kinds of crazy stuff.
Ever since this thing happened.
Yeah. So the father could have, had he had more emotional intelligence, if you will, in terms of how people are acting. Are these friendly people? Are these potentially friendly people? Or are they nasty people? They're nasty people. Okay, I'm not going to go.
It's apparent that they're nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, people online were even saying that they bought what? Almost like $1 million house, a new Escalade or something like that. So, I mean,
which wasn't true. Right?
Which wasn't true. So, I don't, you know, he's just a father going up there to confirm some things.
Okay.
But, so. You know, and I'm not disagreeing with that. I mean, that makes sense and that could be true that the father was thinking that. But what's interesting to me is that the mindset of the black people is all the narrative is already placed that there's nothing that this white man can do.
Nothing.
And even if he came in there genuine, walking on water as
and
Jesus.
Crying.
Yeah, and everything. It wouldn't matter because in their mind, the narrative is that he's a racist white man. This is disrespectful.
Right. They're projecting.
Yeah.
I think it's a beautiful display of the faith, for sure, for him to just go in there with the lions and, you know, see if there was any true empathy out there.
You need to take those glasses off.
So
you gone too white.
I mean,
you gone too white.
I mean, I think it's a beautiful display of the
in
faith.
A white way.
I think it's a beautiful display of the faith. You know, he straight up forgave.
You're white.
He forgave.
You better hold
the
your mama, your dad, and mama don't hear you.
That's Bible thumper Christian.
I'm telling you,
we got to live it out. You know, you could die tomorrow, and you're gonna meet God and say, "Oh, were you just playing?" No, I wasn't playing God.
Are you reading this thing that I sent? Okay, so I asked Brave AI, is Carmelo's Anthony's father his real father or his stepfather? According to Brave AI, Carmelo's Anthony's father is Andrew Anthony, who is his biological father, they say. This information is provided by Carmelo's father when he speaks about the accusations against his son and clarifies that Carmelo is a good kid and was not the aggressor in the incident.
The guy that did the stabbing?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Brave AI. They compile
is
different
Brave
information.
Brave AI white, too?
Probably.
I find it.
It is. White and Christian, by the way.
Brave AI?
Yeah. The guy who founded Brave AI is a white Christian man who was lynched publicly about 10 years ago out of Mozilla Firefox for supporting Prop 8. Marriages between a man and a woman. He's Christian. Just like him.
Super chat.
Okay, nice.
Let me hear from some super chat.
Super chat.
Marcus. Super chats.
I am remiss in my duty to read Gregatron's coffee from yesterday, well before the show. Jesse, you ain't right. First, you throw a fit over people letting their dogs inside the house. Then you fuss over people putting their grocery carts back in the thing. Now you're saying people shouldn't keep a water bottle? What's wrong with JLP?
I just say they shouldn't. I just want them to know that it's not their idea.
He has a point.
That's funny. Shout out, Gregatron.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest of your super chats later, guys.
Let me take a quick break when I come back. We're going to finish some of the super chat and your phone calls. And we're going to have the experts here, all right? Then we'll let them out. Back in a moment. Papa boy living yard man. Yard man ten, it's a yard man. Me can't show you what the yard man. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. And get Punchy's coffee. I'm going to move a little faster because I want to get as many calls in today as possible. It's Black Friday. And the Hate Report coming up after my show at 9 a.m. A brand new episode of The Fallen State at 11 a.m. And then The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. And you're all invited to fellowship on Sunday. If you're in the L.A. area anywhere, you want to come to L.A. to the meeting, come on down. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting start at 11. And get your Punchy Coffee at RebuildingTheMan.com/shop or store or something. Which one?
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
What?
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Get your Punchy Coffee at JesseLeePeterson.com. It is good.
Shop.
And every JesseLeePeterson.shop. And every dime goes back to the nonprofit to get the work we're doing done. And thank you all for your support, all right? And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, and do all those amazing things you're supposed to do. There was a mass shooting in Florida yesterday. Another shooting. And according to WFTV, two people were killed and six people were injured by a shooter at the Florida State University Student Union Building in Tallahassee, Florida. Watch this.
This time, the alleged shooter is the son of a law enforcement officer, a sheriff's deputy, in the very county where it happened.
The police identified a 20-year-old student at Florida State University and said he opened fire at the school in Tallahassee today using his mother's former service weapon.
Two people were killed. At least six others were wounded. The suspect was wounded by the police before he was taken into custody. Skylar Henry is at the scene.
Heavily armed police swarmed Florida State University after a gunman opened fire inside the student union building just before noon today.
I was honestly in shock. My hands were shaking. Just adrenaline kicked in. I really didn't know what to do. I started tearing up. I was scared.
This video apparently shows the shooter on campus. He turns and fires a handgun as people run away. A victim lies nearby. Dang. Two people were killed. Neither were students. Six others were transported to a local hospital. Tallahassee Police Department Chief Lawrence Revelle.
We have multiple crime scenes. This is a very large area we're covering. We have hundreds or thousands of witnesses.
That's amazing. Them boys just walking down the road and just shooting at people.
Yeah.
That's psycho.
That is.
Was he among the dead or was he taken alive?
Yesterday I heard he was in the hospital. I don't know if he did now, but they said he was wounded. And he's in the hospital. The suspect has been identified as a 20-year-old Phoenix Eichner.
Eichner, yep.
Eichner. Watch this from CBS Evening News.
The alleged shooter has been identified as 20-year-old Phoenix Eichner, an FSU student who was shot by police. Officials say he is the son of a local sheriff's deputy and used one of her weapons that was found at the scene. Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil.
We will make sure that we do everything we can to prosecute and make sure that we send a message to folks that this will never be tolerated here in Leon County, and I dare say across the state.
Police say the shooter was a longtime member of the Leon County Sheriff's Office's Youth Advisory Council and had a series of engagements with the training programs involved with the department. As of now, there is no motive that has been released.
They also said, just so y'all don't talk about, oh, this is a Trump supporter, it's being reported that this guy was a radical liberal-like guy, right?
That I don't know. They're calling him white supremacist. They're calling him that he visited or attended anti-Trump rallies, maybe anti-Israel. I'm not sure. He might have been one of those pro-white.
I heard this morning that he was a liberal. The same type of guy that shot up the governor mansion.
Yeah, that's what I heard from the independent journalist Mike Cernovich.
Yeah.
I find it interesting is that like the picture gets painted as like. The mom was, you know, this female cop that took care of the community or like, you know, the training with the children or whatever, painting it as this thing. Never mind the fact that she's a female cop mother. You know what I mean? It's like
what a mess.
It makes it painted as if that's like she's an upstanding thing, but at the same time, it's like that's not her. Role to play.
I know. When I heard he was the son of a sheriff's deputy, I'm thinking, the father was a cop. Wow.
I thought father, too, when I first heard it.
But it's
and
a
then
mother.
It said mother.
Yeah.
I was like, what the?
That's actually a pretty good point, because, like, it's supposed to be just good. Like, it's painted. But it could have been the cause
right.
of whatever this was.
It could have been at least their children.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
it's
out of order.
We don't know what the cause was, but I bet you anger was included in it
right,
somewhere.
That's what I mean.
Misogynistic, all of you.
Right.
Misogynistic, yes. All of y'all. Just misogynistic.
Joel is sour grapes. Still
disgusting. Women are capable, just like men. You guys are disgusting.
Y'all so misogynistic.
That's right. Tell them you guys are misogynistic.
You all need to go back to Nicaragua.
We're machismo.
That's Super Chat.
Thank you.
Okay.
What a mess.
Over.
What a mess.
Completion 888. Wouldn't the first Tempa up in Abraham's little? Oh, wouldn't the first Tempa up in Abraham's little tabernacle with the showbread and all that?
Were they responding to the book?
I think so.
What was the first temple God made?
I can barely read black.
How come y'all haven't said happy Passover?
I did. I said
good
it's
Friday.
Good Friday. Hake News, I said it's Good Friday, happy Easter, and I'm wearing my Easter color.
Hake, baby, I haven't heard you say it.
Heathen.
What?
Happy he meant Good Friday.
It. What?
Happy Good Friday.
Oh, you really mean it.
Where's Jesus in your
heart.
Life?
How do you know?
What?
That was from the heart.
That's for sure.
Jesus said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will build it up again.
Nice.
Or God will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Completion 888.
Yeah.
Lin Yen Chen, the want this caller Mercy yesterday is mentioning is the will in free will. Please have the Prince of Prance explain to JLP. Free will is just desire, not godly power to reshape or create existence.
Who is the Prince of Prance?
I guess that's
Joel
me.
Joel Friday over here.
Oh.
Why does he call you that?
I know.
He's been calling he's that for years and years and years.
The prancing is dancing.
Like the Prince of
Prance. I get it now. I did see a clip of you going off.
What was it?
I was like, no way.
The Prince of Prance?
Yeah, he's been saying that. Lenny and Chin's been saying that probably for like past 6-7 years.
Really?
Even when I was audio engineer, he would say that.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Commander Kim on Rumble yesterday. Words are used to define stuff. Jason.
Nice. Thank you.
Another from Lin Yen Chen. Positive versus negative emotion about any situation is a distraction from correct sense of said situation. It's woman noise or shallow mess. Poor Jason.
Jason from New York.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Aaron G. I can't deny I want free will, and I feel sad/angry when I hear I don't have it. I also don't want free will. How can this be?
You should be glad to know you don't have a free will, and that way you'll let go and stop trying to make things happen and let them happen. What the? Thank you.
Lin Yun Chin says, Jason laughs like a cartoon horse. Tell him, hey. Shout out.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Adler on Cash App. Staying with it, Jesse. Thanks all.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Liam, 10 coffees. Very generous.
Nice name. My great-grandson's name is Liam.
And this was yesterday. Happy Maundy Thursday, Jesse and crew.
Thank you. Amazing.
Maundy Thursday is when Jesus did the foot washing. He washed the disciples' feet.
Oh, when he washed. Oh, when he washed. Wipe my sins away. Oh, happy day.
I know that one.
Oh, happy day. What a happy day. Oh, you know
that one? I heard that first on Big Mama's House.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a Tyler Perry movie?
No.
Happy day.
Martin Lawrence.
When he washed, he wiped my sins away.
It happened. That really happened.
We know Bobby Thumper.
Don't forget it. Look at Joel. He laughed too hard over there. It was so funny.
Taiwana bought a coffee. Revelation 22:17 is the King James Version, and it states, the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him who athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely, an invitation of the Holy Spirit and the Bride, the Church.
Bible Thumper Thursday.
The water of life.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Taiwana. I shortened it a little bit just to keep it pithy.
Keep it pithy.
Jitsu James bought a coffee. Hey, Hake, what would you choose seeing? A fat, flabby, nasty woman or a nice, fine, skinny woman? Jesse voice. Oh, I forgot to do Jesse's voice. Hey, Hake. I love them all the same.
That's right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jitsu. Darius says, I knew there was something wrong with the blacks when I had a debate with my brother, and he told me that Abraham Lincoln was black because the penny was brown.
What?
Says Darius.
Oh, God.
Terrible.
Oh, Lord. Thank you.
Chester says, today is the day that Jesus Christ died for our sins. Can you talk to this Australian about what I should be doing, considering that prayer has become a hate crime in New South Wales, according to him. Thanks, Jesse. Yeah,
What are you supposed to do on this day?
Have a good Friday service. Happy?
Pretend like you really appreciate you.
Yeah. How do you do that?
We're supposed to have pizza in honor of the Romans who did their duty to kill Christ.
I'm for that. I'm for that.
That's what are you serious?
I'm kidding.
I mean, you could.
I'm jokingly serious.
But you could, right? Like, why not?
Have pizza in honor of the Romans who killed Jesus?
At the behest of the Jews, of course.
Yeah. At the behest of the Jews?
At behest.
What does that mean?
The Jews are like, crucify him! Crucify him!
Pharisees.
Shout out.
Right. Most people fast and eat fish. Some people eat fish.
Is it true we all killed Christ?
Fish.
What?
Is it true we all killed him?
Every time you hate your brother, you're killing Christ. Ooh. Every time you hate your brother or your sister. You used to know that brother meant sister, too, right?
Right.
But every time you hate your fellow man, you're killing Christ. You put him on the cross.
Derek was killing Christ in the last couple of episodes of Punchy.
That wasn't me. Yeah. That wasn't me. That was, I'm not talking about that situation, but the whole killing Christ thing, that's not me. I don't identify with the hatred.
Still counts.
Still counts. No. That's righteous indignation.
So, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. The first temple says D. Grant that God made.
What was the first temple God made?
The Temple of Solomon. I want to ask about black people, why so angry toward other races of people?
Huh?
I want to ask about...
You can hear.
Why so angry toward other races, the blacks?
Has he not watched the show?
Black people.
Because they're brainwashed, they can't see. They don't know why. They don't have a real reason. Why the blacks are angry toward the whites?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a real reason. They just have a repeated reason. It's like the people who carry the water bottle around. They don't have a real reason because they don't know it's not their idea. And so the blacks don't know that it's not their idea that they're mad at the white man. They think it's their idea.
Yeah, that's interesting. You've said it's really from the mothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't answer what the Australian should do since it's supposedly a hate crime, according to him.
Do the silent prayer.
Oh, yeah. Do the silent prayer, and then one will know that you're committing a hate crime.
They won't know you pray when you're doing the silent prayer.
Yeah.
Rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. Do the silent prayer. Aren't you glad Jesus gave us a silent prayer? Because he knew the world was going to be mad at you praying out loud. So my friend just texted me, and he said, lawyer for the boy who killed the twin at the track meet, Fox report that he was arrested in 2008 for injury to a child causing several bodily harm. He got into trouble for forging a check, leading police on a high-speed chase, stealing a car, and falsely claiming that a car was stolen. Also served two days in jail as a pleaded guilty to a felony theft case in 2019, arrested with warrant.
Oh, yeah.
Who is this?
Shoved her.
That's the minister.
Minister, okay.
Yeah, he's not a lawyer.
Had shoved her and tried to strangle her. Her longtime, his longtime girlfriend, and that he was arrested in 2008.
I thought you said Austin's father was.
No, the black preacher, I guess. Okay. Yeah. No, the lawyer for the boy.
Yeah, that's why I was
starting to make sense. Mm-hmm.
That's Minister Dominique Alexander's background.
The lawyer for the boy, yeah.
He keeps on saying lawyer, but is it lawyer or is it?
It's not. Yeah, I don't believe he's a lawyer. He's a minister, yeah. But, yeah, that's what I was talking to you about this morning.
Okay.
He has, like, several mugshots online with long hair.
So let me ask my friend, text me, are you talking, is he the lawyer for the boy, or are you talking about that black preacher?
Yeah, it was just a spokesman, I believe.
Lawyer, liar, minister, liar.
Yeah, we don't know, but whatever, it's the same. Okay.
Okay, thank you. See you on Good Morning, Jesse and everyone. Y'all think that Easter in America is celebrated correctly? All I see is lots of stuffed animal bunnies and eggs. Nothing about Jesus' resurrection day, but egg and bunny day. Egg frying, coffee, taco, emojis.
I wonder what Easter... I used to kind of know what Easter and Christ had in common. Do you know? Do you know, Nick?
Easter and Christ?
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be about the resurrection.
So the egg rose on...
Oh, you mean like the festivities, how it has to do with Christ? Oh, I don't know.
You know that?
Nope.
You hate.
What was the question? I was zoning out.
What does Easter and Christ have? Why is there Easter on Christ?
I think we annexed a pagan holiday and turned it Christian. Or the Romans did, or somebody did.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Let me ask the Bible Thumper guy.
Come on now.
The Bible Thumper. Bible Thumper.
I was going to address a super chat. Yeah, today, Easter isn't centered around Jesus.
Why?
Because people are satanic, you know?
You said it's not, or it is?
Yeah, it's not. People are running around finding eggs. I mean, it's still fun. Don't get me wrong. I did that growing up,
finding eggs. But originally, how did Easter and Christ become associated?
I'm not sure where the flip started. But anything outside of recognizing the resurrection of Jesus on Easter, yeah, you're going to that place. I was going to say hell. I was going to clip that. You're going to hell. But, yeah.
You crazy.
it's just Jesus in me. Oh, wait, we didn't play that one clip. You remember from yesterday, that guy?
It's
Jesus.
Thank you.
Aaron G. says, but heaven is just too boring. Just kidding. Amazing call about the nothing space.
Yeah, that was so deep yesterday from Frisk. It was in the end of the second hour show and the beginning of the first hour. I highly recommend that everybody and their mama need to listen to that show, and especially if you're working on yourself. It was in my second, end of the second hour and beginning of the third hour yesterday podcast. Frisk, don't give up, man. Stay with it. Really. That was so interesting about that space where there's nothing. But yet there's everything. It's just there are no feelings there. no thoughts and no feelings. Right. And people identify with thoughts and feelings. So when they get to that place where there's no identity, they don't know what to do with that.
It right. almost feels a little painful because you're not used to being there. And it feels like your ego needs some type of gratification.
That's what he was saying. He was like, what do I do?
Yeah,
it feels like you're jumping out of a plane and you're trying to grab onto something, you know?
Yeah.
Like when you're skydiving, you're blank. You're blank right now. Hold on, don't go blank. It's like the nothingness, at least how I could illustrate it.
Right.
It's like jumping out of a plane. And you instantly try to grab it without a parachute.
And just before you hit the ground, God save you.
Yeah.
Deep.
Yes.
Deep biblical unlock.
He's putting angels in charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
That's it.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
What if Christianity and salvation was really just about us jumping out the plane, trusting that we ain't going to die?
That's all it is.
And that's what
I'm siding with the Bible Thumper today.
No. Amazing. Hey, come here, boo. What do you think about that?
Amazing.
Oh, amazing.
Billy gave a movie tip about forgiveness. Thank you, Billy, for a couple of super chats.
Thank you, Billy. Movie tip. I'll check it out. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin says, Lord Goodhair will do my routine. 5 sit-ups, 5 push-ups, 5 squats, 5 chin-ups. Cycle that 5 times before adding 1 rep per exercise. 28th set is 416 reps per exercise, 60-minute time limit.
Amazing.
Sounds aggressive. Thank you, man.
Yeah, it sounds serious.
This guy takes his own advice.
But it starts relatively easy.
Yeah. Nice. Go ahead.
CC777, K. Anthony buys a mansion and a car with the money from BLM again. I don't know if that's true, but thank you for your super chat.
Amazing. Thank you. I want to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Some calls, and then we'll get back to that. Jermaine is out of Canada. Jermaine, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding you on the air. Jermaine?
Sounds like he's on mute.
Come off of mute, you boomer.
Hey, Jesse.
How did you know he was on mute?
Mute. Lucky guess.
Too quiet.
And how you know he's a boomer?
I was just a slur.
Jermaine, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well. Nick, I want to go out with Groove.
Happy Easter, guys. I like the shirt Hank is wearing. I might get one.
It's a nice shirt. I like the color and everything, man.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Cool, thank you.
I wanted to call.
How can you get it, James?
TheHakeReport.com.
The Hank Report. Nice.
H-A-K-E. Okay.
The Hake, H-A-K-E report. You can get it there, .com.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was called about the biblical question.
What was the first temple God made?
From my understanding, the tabernacle.
And why do you say that was the first one?
Because that's where, after he brought the people out of Egypt, he made a place of worship in the wilderness for them to, you know, forgive their sins and everything else.
Okay.
Worship.
I appreciate that, man. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Yeah. Another question for you. I remember we did a Vaughn episode.
Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Back in a moment, one more hour to go. Straight to the call. Hate news about the people. The planet, and you need to get a rocket. We can talk about it. See, I've been taking group pills for weeks. Even my rhymes got the funk in the breeze. Let me tell you about the smooth rhythm, dude. Why you sitting? Gotta be kidding. You like Natasha B. Your book isn't written. And my poly rhythm is spitting at the end of the beat. Stand up, you gotta move your feet and feel the heat of this cold vibe. To hear the word depression, I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
100%
cured. I'm 100% better. Because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this,
And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is getting gutted by our greatest president, despite a court order not to do so because these courts are trying to get in the way. And Jerome Powell, Trump wants Jerome Powell out. Time to get him out of there. He's the head of the Fed, the chairman of the Fed. Audit the Fed or get rid of the Fed or whatever we're supposed to do with the Fed. Somebody tell me. And mortgage rates. Mortgage rates has to do with like home loans, right? It's and the interest on them, I think, something like that. And stuff is crazy. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Black Friday, Good Friday, April 18th, 2025 AD. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. And we'll get to the rest of your super chats, hopefully. Or maybe next week, you know. If not, but it is fake news on fake news. Call me Nonsense Network, CNN reports. Our greatest president Trump's administration gutting the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB. Despite a court order not to do so, the independent so-called agency created after the 2008 financial meltdown, that was self-inflicted, by the way, protects Americans from financial abuses, supposedly. Has regulatory authority over many types of products and services, including bank accounts, consumer debt collection, credit cards, credit reporting, and loan servicing. But on Thursday, the Trump administration laid off about 1,500 out of 1,700 employees, the National Treasury Employees Union stated. Wow, nice. That last week, a federal appeals court told the administration they can shrink the agency but not dismantle it, nor can they trim CFPB so much that the staff couldn't carry out its statutory functions. Federal employee unions and other organizations have asked a judge to hold an emergency hearing on those layoffs, claiming the administration violated the previous court order by cutting the Bureau's staff by 90% in just 24 hours based. We'll see what happens. President Trump didn't hold back his feelings about the Federal Reserve Chairman Chair Mail, because he's not a man, is he? Or is he? I don't know. Jerome Powell on Thursday. He's the one who originally appointed him, by the way. A lot of Trump appointees turn out to be backstabbers. Terrible. In a social media post, Trump lashed out at Jerome Powell's decision not to cut interest rates and said his termination cannot come fast enough. Later, when speaking with reporters, Trump reiterated his disdain for the Fed chair. Quote, I don't think he's doing the job. He's too late, always too late, a little slow, and I'm not happy with him. I let him know it, said Trump. And if I want him out, he'll be out of there real fast, believe me, unquote. Though the president has been unhappy with Jerome Powell for years, his most recent comments came after the Fed chair spoke at an event in Chicago and said the administration's sweeping tariffs were larger than expected and the lingering uncertainty could inflict lasting economic damage. And I think the stock plunged because of his statements, you know, the fear-mongering, maybe. As to whether Trump can fire Jerome Powell, that may depend on an upcoming decision from the so-called Supreme Court. With the arrival of spring, homeowners making sure their properties offer good curb appeal, says Commie Nonsense Network CNN. Those eager to buy are browsing real estate listings and lining up potential dates for open houses. But if buyers can't afford to purchase the property in cash, most people can't, right? They'll need to keep an eye on mortgage rates. Only the Asians are buying homes with cash, seems like. The Chinese, shout out. This week, those rates jumped to the highest level in months. Average rate on a standard 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.83% in the week of April 17th, up from 6.62% a week ago. Whatever that all means, right? Mortgage financing provider Freddie Mac reported that. Largest one-week jump in mortgage rates in nearly a year. Interest rates have been steadily falling under President Trump launching his sweeping tariff plan earlier this month, prompting an escalating trade war with China. Very cool. Very nice. Make sure you get all of your Jason Lee Peterson swag by going to rebuildingtheman.com/stores or more directly, jesseleepeterson.shop. But my t-shirt, thehakereport.com. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
About themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77 Jesse. And my biblical question, what was the first temple God made? What was the first temple God made? What was the first one? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can be listened to the show anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody. And they mama if you're black. They mama. If you're white, everybody and their mama. Amazing, huh? And you can be listened to the show. You can podcast no matter where you are. You still can listen when you're working out or you're at the Anthony those people, press conference, the Anthony mother, Camilla Anthony, mama, press conference, whatever you are, you can be listening to the show. You can be listening to all that mess and still be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com. /JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP cash app. Bond JLP cash app. It's Friday. Every Friday is black, though we take all calls. Every Friday is Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey,
what?
What's wrong with the blacks? Are we now giving black criminals GoFundMe pages? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days, the world gone crazy. They are now giving black criminals GoFundMe pages. Now everybody in the black going to be criminals. It's just going to get worse. It's going to be for the money. Money, 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 money. According to Deshaun Leaf, assaulting an Ohio state trooper, stole his cruiser, and led the police on a reckless multi-state chase before finally being shot and killed by Pennsylvania State Police. This is from S2. Video shows Ohio trooper approaching Deshaun Leaf, who had crashed his vehicle near the state line. Leaf then attacked the trooper, steals his cruiser. He led the police on a chase for about 11 minutes while talking to himself. Watch this from X.
The devil off the radio. Play that good gospel music. Everlasting God. In the name of Jesus.
What a mess. All in the name. Black people love Jesus. Why are they committing crimes? Here's a screenshot of Deshaun GoFundMe page. Nearly $13,000 raised already.
It says, remembering Deshaun, a community leader. $12,000, $964 raised.
What the? Remember Deshaun messing with the police and talking about Jesus? Here's an image of the flipped over car, cop car from X. All in the name is in the blood. Here's Deshaun's face while charging the Ohio state trooper. This is what he looked like while he was, according to reports, charging the Ohio state trooper. All in the name. He looked like he was Satan, but calling on Jesus. And now he has a GoFundMe page. Think about that, folks. Where is this heading? Where is this heading? White people, I warned y'all about the blacks, but no! I've been warning the whites for 35 years about the blacks. One last video I want to show you about. I don't think I've shown you this as to why white people need to self-segregate from the blacks. Really, you need to segregate while you have time. They are now having GoFundMe pages for the black criminals. Think about that. You think about that. Who is doing this, and what are they going to do with this money? Here's a video showing a black man waiting for Uber in front of an elderly white woman's door without her permission. When she asked him to wait on the sidewalk, he responded with threats. Watch this from X.
You are currently being recorded.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, what do you want? Why are you there?
I don't want anything. I'm waiting for the Uber.
Why are you waiting to get our front door?
Because I can wait right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a free country.
Yeah, it is. And the police are free, too.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're talking to people, be more respectfully, okay?
Yeah, I will be more respectful, but you're on private property, so you need to be respectful. So I suggest you wait for Uber on the sidewalk.
So I don't have to do anything. Thank you. Have a good night.
What's wrong with the blacks, huh? It's getting worse. White people. Now, I encourage you to speak up years ago. I said, look, the blacks see your weakness. You're only bringing out the worst in them. They're going to get worse and not better. Look what has happened. They now have GoFundMe paid for the criminals. And look, this man at this woman's door allegedly and won't even leave her property. Look how he's talking to her. Now I'm warning you to self-segregate from the blacks. This is going to get worse. The anger is out of control. Anger is evil. The white woman told the black man she called 911, and then the black man began to threaten her. Watch this.
Yeah, well, I think we'll call 911.
And they're not going to do anything. What the f*** is 911 going to do? They have better shit to think about, to worry about.
Yeah, they do.
Exactly. And to be worried about a person that's not even doing anything, do you think they're going to worry about you? No. Do you have a man? Do you have a husband? No, you must don't. You need to be with your husband instead of worry about me. That's what you need to be doing. You worry about the wrong thing. That's the wrong people nowadays. That's people get killed. So I'm telling you, from a black man, be mindful. Okay?
That's evil. Pure evil. White people, because you have not spoken up all these years, and because the black fathers are not there to protect their children from the anger of the mothers, and because the blacks have been told that it's you and not themselves, you haven't seen it yet. It's going to get worse. Really. I'm not just saying this to be saying it, but I'm warning you, you better self-segregate from the blacks because the police can't do anything to help you. The police hands are tied. And they have DEI, and DEI bring in buku money for the blacks. And these blacks are going to be encouraged to become, to get worse with the spirit of evil. White people, you better do what they did in South Africa and get out of Dodge before it's too late. And even then, the blacks going out to their townships. It's going to get worse. Let me go quickly back to Jermaine out of Canada. Jermaine, you had a question about a previous episode of the show.
Yeah, you from Bond, you said you were going to touch on why when Jesus was on the cross, he said, "Lord, why have you forsaken me?" Yes. I don't remember if you did finish that.
Yeah. You say you don't know if I did or not?
Yeah, did you? Because I watched the other episode.
Oh,
I don't
see.
Think you. Yeah.
You know how all angry people have been are separated from God, and they feel anger and fear. Loss and loneliness, suicidal thoughts, they are blind, they can't see. Jesus experienced that when the Father separated from him for a minute so that he can make that total sacrifice for us that we may be free. So he felt what you feel every day as long as you have anger and fear.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he felt. But then when you return to the Father, all those emotions and things disappeared. They were taken away from him.
Okay,
and that's what's going to happen to you when you drop that anger, forgive your mother and father, drop that anger and stop identifying with emotions and thoughts and things like that, it will all be taken away from you and you will be absolutely free.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. I have forgiven my mom and dad a while back, probably around 4 months ago, and everything is just different now.
Yes.
I'm in the presence of other people and they're angry, and I just look at them and I'm like, that's crazy though.
Yeah.
You know, when you understand. But yeah. All right, Jesse, I'll let you get to the other callers.
Stay with it, buddy.
All right. Okay. Right, cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Then we go to Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. Mays, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Did your panel leave?
Oh, come back for Mays, Joel and the experts. Mays, hold on. Don't hang up. I'm going to bring them back. In the meantime, I want to go to, okay, Hank. Yes, you're making a lot of noise.
Hello?
You got a lot of noise in the background. Darren, tell him that noise is killing my ears. And I'll come back to him. Josh out of Georgia. Hold on, Mays. Josh out of Georgia. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, happy Good Friday. Happy Black Friday, Jesse.
Thank you. Happy Good Friday.
Yes, sir. I was calling to answer the biblical question, man.
What was the first temple God made?
Adam.
Adam? And why
yes,
do you
sir.
Say Adam?
Because man's body is the temple, and Adam was the first man.
Okay. Amazing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. Yeah. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
No problem, man. Thank you.
All right, John.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Let me go to Amazing. The experts are coming back in, so a little patient. They're coming back. Let me go to Sergio out of California. Sergio, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, big dog?
I'm sorry?
I said, how you doing, big homie?
All is well.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on that, I don't know if it's Red Clap or the Track Meet Boy.
Oh, yes, out of Texas.
Yeah, I wanted to comment. It gives me parallels to when the people in the Bible, they chose Barabbas over Jesus.
Wow, that's a good example, man.
I've seen it multiple times already, but the community just picked evil, and they let the murderer go. That's what they did. That's what they did to him.
Sergio, I could not find a better example of choosing evil over good. That's deep, man.
Yeah, and then if it's possible, I would like to answer your biblical question.
That is so deep, Sergio. I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, I see it multiple times. It's not just this guy.
Yep.
They're choosing evil all day, every day. And then the people just get behind them. Yeah, let Barabbas go. Let Barabbas go. You know what I mean?
Barabbas. Amazing. What was the first temple of God?
I think I was thinking about this throughout the week, and I think the first temple had to be the present, like his presence. Because when you're in his presence, you're praying, right? You're like in his temple, and he's sitting on his throne, and you're in his presence. And in his presence, he's in his temple. So I believe it's time, like the presence, I don't know how to explain it too
very
much.
Very
like,
interesting. You're on fire today, man. It's Good Friday.
It's good. Yes. I appreciate the allowing me to speak, and have a good day, brother.
You too. Thank you, buddy. All right. Amazing. Let me go to Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. There's a line open, 888-7753-773. Let me go back to Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. Mays, the experts are back. Mays? Oh, hold on, Mays. Sorry, hold on. Okay, Mays, the experts are back.
I will answer your biblical question, too.
Okay.
And your Easter one, too.
All right. What was the first temple God...
The Garden of Eden.
And why you say the, why do you say the Garden of Eden?
He created Adam and Eve.
May.
What?
Why do you say the Garden of Eden?
Because he created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Oh, okay. And so you think the garden was the first temple, or Adam and Eve was the first temple?
Well, they were in the garden, so they had to be somewhere.
But which one was the first temple?
Both of them, the temple of Adam and Eve.
Oh, okay. So you believe that Adam and Eve were the first temple of God?
Yes. And also, when it comes to Easter and the hanging of the on the cross, yeah. There was no cross. It was a tree. I like to help your little panel that you got. They can't believe anything. They can go find it. Don't take my word. Use your brain, your eyes, and your ears, and look it up for yourself.
Well, Mace also doesn't believe in
born
again.
Then we get to this young boy down in Texas.
Hold on, Mace. Slow down. We got
I don't want to. I'm not selfish. I want to get off so somebody else can take their turn.
Mace, where did you get the proof that it was a tree?
Well, I sure didn't get it from man.
No, I asked, did you get it from? I asked, where did you get it, not where you didn't
get
it from.
Out of the Bible.
Where in the Bible it says it was a tree?
You know, there's all kinds of Bible, different ones. My Bible was started in 1940, and that's where I read it.
And what's
just like I read about Palestine, shall always be Palestine. I read that in that same Bible.
Hey, what's the name of the Bible that you got there from?
The Holy Bible.
I mean, was it? The
year that it was made in 1940.
And the name of the Bible is the Holy Bible?
Yes, that's what it says.
That's the name of the Bible?
Yes.
What version?
What?
What version are you reading? Is it like a King James or something?
Right.
I don't do no King James. That's why you messed up.
Well, what version are you reading?
Got him.
So that's not why I call. Do yourself a favor and look it up for yourself, so then you'll understand.
Was he hanging by a tree?
So now I'm coming to ask you a question.
Mace, why is it that you and Tony call up with crazy information?
I'm telling you, you can look it up.
And y'all tell other people to look it up.
Don't tell me it's crazy information.
Why do y'all tell other people to look up your crazy information that doesn't exist?
It's not crazy. If you look it up and see it for yourself, you don't have to worry about nobody else saying it.
If you have the proof that it's real,
it is the proof.
When you call in with your crazy information,
tell James to go to his AI and get a problem.
Mace, why do you not say where you got the information from?
I tell you, I got two questions for you. This information I got from you.
No, but I'm talking about this other. Mace.
What?
This information that you got about it was a tree, why do you call in and say, Jesse, I have a Bible called JoJoJo Bible, and it says it was a tree?
It does say it's a tree.
I know, but why do you even tell us?
All these crazy people walking around with a cross around their neck. Just like I did my aunt to you. Y'all the same age.
Why you don't say where you got it from, though?
I told you where I got the Bible from. Holy Bible.
What's the name of the Bible?
I just told you. On the front of it says the Holy Bible.
In that same Bible, does it say that you're...
In the Bible,
in that same Bible, Miz, does it say that you're supposed
to be... You're trying to stick on the Bible. I've finished that, and I'm going to where I call Bible, my other question.
Does it say that you're supposed to be born again?
Yeah, well, sit to the side and listen, so you can learn something since everything
is fake. Answer the question, because you're on the Bible.
So we're going to get there, I'll talk to you on your show, so I'm talking to Jesse. I was just trying to tell...
You're addressing the panel.
Where did the pagans come from, J.O.L.?
No, but answer this question, I'll answer your question. In the Bible, as you said, that it said that Jesus was hung from a tree or raised on a tree, does that same Bible say you're supposed to be born again?
Let me answer the question. Look it up and find it for yourself. What I want you to do.
But does that same Bible say...
I don't have to give you. That's the problem. People give you stuff and you use it.
I'm just asking a question real quick.
So I want you to do it for yourself.
Okay, I
will. It's like I keep telling you about Lee Atwater. I want you to look up and see when I hear you talking.
But just answer my question real quick.
You don't understand who he is, but it's not true. But if you look him up and see what he did, his project he was doing. Listen to you and Jesse.
I'll answer your question.
Now can I ask Jesse his question?
Who is Lee Atwater?
You know who he is.
Lee Atwater?
The one that came up with the Southern Strategy.
Lee Atwater, I think.
Oh, what's his?
He came up with the Southern Strategy, but that's not why I called you either, because like I tell you, Caucasian history is their problem and not ours. Can I ask Jesse a question?
So, Mays, when Jesus was... Hold on, and then I'll let you ask a question. So, when Jesus was hung on a tree, was it done by the KKK?
He was not hung on a tree. He was nailed to a tree. There's a difference between hanging and nailing.
Oh, okay. What's your question?
You got it.
What's your other question?
Okay. So now can I ask you a question, Jesse? Stop trying to trying to derail what I'm going to ask you.
Yes.
So when you say you were in the good old days and your grandfather was killed because your grandmother hid the gun,
great-grandfather.
Who was she hiding the gun from to keep him from getting killed?
From my great-grandfather.
Uh-huh. Well, who was she hiding the gun from in the good old days?
She was hiding from my great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm. But why?
Because she thought he would hurt himself.
Oh, really? Now you stop lying.
Yes.
She thought he would hurt himself. So who came to the house to kill him?
The white man.
And so that was good to see for your grandmother to see her husband die.
It was wrong for her. It was wrong for her to hide the gun from under the bed because when they came the first time, according to the story, when they came the first time, he was able to run them all. He had a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And but when
Bill,
they came back,
when they came back,
she had removed the gun. And so he went for it. It wasn't there, and she caused him to get killed.
But I'm saying, did they go to jail for killing him, or did he commit a crime?
What?
Did your grandfather commit a crime for them to come to the house to try to harm him, or did the people that killed him go to jail? Did they go to jail, or did they have laws?
Well, they ain't mentioned jail. I don't know we had jail then.
Okay. So that's why I keep trying to tell Mark.
They told him not to hire a white or hire a black
somebody. Didn't
have laws
back then, and those were his good old days. And your grandmother had to watch your grandfather.
My great-grandfather was running the plantation.
Yeah, Maze, you got to listen because this is the
context
you're missing.
But you don't carry no harbor in your heart about what happened to your grandfather.
And so they told my grandfather had hired someone from another, a black guy from another plantation. He got fired. Mm-hmm. They let him go. Yeah.
So anyway, as I said, you don't carry no your heart to go harm nobody because your father got killed like that, do you?
And my grandfather, I'm not going to fire him and keep him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he kept him there on the job, on his plantation that he was running. And the white man came over and told him, you got to let him go. But my grandfather, like me, he just didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came at night to hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
But ran them off because he had a gun. But then his wife removed the gun from the bed, and he didn't know it. So when they came back, they were able to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, why, Mama, why you move that gun? I didn't want him to hurt himself or get hurt or something stupid.
But he was dead, so do you harper against Caucasian people because they did that to your grandfather? No, you don't.
Not at all.
So I want Mark to see, and that was separation, but you call
you
it the good old
days. You want who to see that?
I was at that.
You want who to see that?
Mark.
Who is Mark?
So then you take this young man down there.
Who is Mark?
Huh?
Who is
the bright person that always come out separation and that love this and love that. But anyway,
who is
as I was
talking
saying,
about?
The guy who calls into my show all the time, he calls Anchor Baby and me.
And I want Joel.
Oh, that white guy that love America?
Yeah.
Oh, and standing up for the white people?
That's right.
He loves it so much that he don't thank God put nobody down here but Caucasian people.
This must really hurt
that's
you,
the only
man.
Thing, cause if it,
you
if
brought
it was
this up on another
be,
man's show.
That's why we are all here.
This is a heck
and
report.
And where we should be.
This is a heck report. What's wrong with you?
Supposed to be Christians, the ones that always pretend they love God and hate themselves and hate people too.
Man, do you think that they should have a GoFundMe page for this black guy that's been accused
we don't even know what happened.
Running.
They got a videotape, and it's shown.
Caffeine
it's
the
boy's father
said
he would forgive him. In other words, he knew his own children.
The extra glass, because she's not letting nobody get
so
in
he knew his own children. But
she
you
had,
got Joel sitting over there to my black people. Like
it's
different kind of black people. There's different kind of Caucasian people, because the one that just went and shot up that school, is like, let's expunge what he did and not talk about him, but you want to talk about his hair and how he did.
Joel don't know nothing about the black culture.
And what?
Joel don't know anything about black culture.
No. Well, Biden told you about the white culture.
I said, Joel don't know anything about it. He white.
The capital, tell James to find the tape and play what Biden said, the reason they got upset with him.
Joel.
The most vicious people on this planet. Because look what's going on now. There's no black man over there trying to disturb.
We talking about Joel.
But you want to do like the Southern Stretcher, Lee Atwater.
Maze
look it up.
Maze
look at the things he did before he died. He died in 91. And do your research, and then y'all make yourself better people.
Maze.
And not, hey, you bring harm to black people. Sitting here living with people like Mark, and then some of those that's in the chat room, they'll go out and harm somebody. That's not even bothering them.
Maze, you ever tell me that you don't believe in salvation or something?
No, she said she doesn't believe in being born again.
You know, Maze?
You got to die to be born again, so
right.
If you ain't never died and came back,
but you're right. You have to die.
Again. That's something that was put to you in a book.
Maze.
And like I said, you don't pray to the Bible.
You pray to God. You must
y'all
die.
Y'all take that Bible as is heard.
Maze.
You don't listen to the blurred the lot
Nick,
of stuff down
Maze.
Here. What?
Nick want to say something to you.
And Nick too. Just look at y'all ass. Nick, what y'all looking for? Listen, listen,
right. Just look at y'all. What?
Right. Anybody give an opinion, and it got to be hateful.
Isn't it high?
You got to be hateful. What do you say, Nick?
I said I love you, Miz.
Yeah, there you go.
I love all of you all.
Thank you.
And we love you too, Maze, really. But
beautiful Maze.
And do you love us back?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Right on.
Love is letting people talk,
Maze. I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
That's right. Your heart won't let you.
That's right.
Thank you, Maze. Back in the moment.
Treasure chest opening on D-Live.
Treasure chest opening on D-Live.
Thanks to God. It is the counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I said, Palmer, check it out, Jeff. Why do you think that you're in pain when you see? Yeah, that you're in pain.
Because it was so. It was like years and years ago, and
but it's still grooving.
Maybe so. I'm laying Isaac down because that was a good. It was a good experience, and it was a good song that we made. But it's like a lot of strange.
Did you like when you see yourself doing this?
It's a little. I'm judging.
You judge yourself?
Yeah, because it's just like old stuff. It's like when you improve over the years and you see your old stuff, you're like, why'd I do that?
Yeah. But it's still cool.
I guess so, maybe.
No, it is.
Apparently, I'm Will Smith 2.0.
Amazing. So the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, thehakereport.com. And then thefallenstate.tv. Not Joel Friday, but thefallenstate.tv. And after that, here's a brand new episode for today at 11 a.m. from thefallenstate.tv. I had a conversation with Nelson Schumann. He is a soul wounded and demonic spirit expert. President and founder of Restore to Freedom Ministry. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What drives me every day is I want to bring as many people as possible to heaven. I didn't even know that I heard demonic spirits until the Lord spoke to me after I was delivered. I have seen many women that have prayed for people and seen healings and deliverances.
You've never seen that. She doesn't have the authority. She doesn't have the power. The world is just weak. They're afraid of women. Why is that?
Because there's a lot of men that are misogynistic.
Does she obey you?
Next question.
The Father's Day at 11 a.m. today, every Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Father, and you can become a member on the Father's Day. Go to the Father's Day. No, JesseLeePeterson.com. No, thefathersday.tv. Mm-hmm. Right, the Father's Day. You can buy the coffee at JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And also on local, you can support us there, locals. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Giving to you the energy of God. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. And then come on to church on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. 11 a.m. Pacific time. 2 p.m. Eastern time. All right?
Amen.
Amazing. Amen, Babato. Happy Easter, by the way. Let me go to Jess. Jess, hold on 1 minute. I just want to show y'all one quick thing. Remember how they tried to put Trump in jail in the New York thing? And that black lady, Letitia James. What a mess. And she would, like, sit on the another row every day in the courthouse and watch Trump come in with a grin on her face. Remember that?
Yep.
Well, CBS News has reported that New York Attorney General Letitia James has been referred to federal criminal prosecution for allegedly fraud related to a Virginia home and a New York property. The same thing she was trying to say Trump had done. Watch this. From WTKR. News.
Well, right now, new details about accusations against the Attorney General of New York, and they involve a home in Norfolk. CBS News reports that Letitia James faces allegations that she falsified bank documents and possible mortgage fraud. The director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency says James may have changed her residence status to get a better mortgage rate on a Norfolk home in 2023 while still living in New York as the Attorney General. Now, the home in question is on Sterling Street. That's just off West Little Creek Road near the Ward's Corner section of town. Letitia James previously sued President Donald Trump for alleged financial fraud, and a judge found Trump, his family, and the Trump Organization liable. A spokesperson for James called this a weaponization of the government against the rule of law and said James, quote, will not be intimidated by bullies.
I can't get into it today, but they went to the house to find out that she lived there, and somebody was yelling out the door, she ain't here! No, I can't come to the door. Something like that. Hey, what a mess! Did she know she had done the same thing? Let me go to Jess out of Nashville, Tennessee. Jess, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Jess.
I'm sorry about the noise earlier. You went to Maze, and so I thought you were going to be talking to her for 20 minutes, so I started shoveling again.
Oh, you thought like lit.
I'm sorry, Jesse.
Okay, no problem.
I wanted to answer the biblical question.
What was the first temple God made?
See, I'm white and slow. I got confused, so I had to look up what a temple was, and there's two different things, so I came up with two different answers.
Okay.
The first one, a temple is a sacred space to worship, and I got to thinking, why would God build a temple? Who's he worshiping? So I didn't even know what to think, and I thought maybe he just made a temple for us, and I think it's that present, the space, first space he made where he exists that we could always be with in the entire universe. That seems like the best answer there for me.
Interesting.
The second kind of temple is the space between...
No, go ahead.
The second type of temple is the space between your ear and your forehead. And the first one of those he made was when he made the birds on the fifth day. So that's the second type of temple. That's my answer for that one.
Well, he must gave the black bird brain.
Exactly, right? I did have a question about the silent prayer.
Yes.
I've been doing that, but I've been having some issues because when I look at my thoughts, they've been stopping and just, like, looking back at me. It's like Satan sees me watching him, and so he just starts watching me back and saying nothing. And we're getting, like, a staring contest. And I'm like, what's going on there, Jesse?
All you need to do, don't worry about it. Don't try to figure it out. Don't call it good and evil. You just be the observer. The fact that you can see whatever happens is happening, the light of God is taking care of it. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Because sometimes, too, like, when the thoughts don't come through my head, my body will just start saying stuff, like dark things or, like, just moving on its own.
Your body can only do it when the mind does it. It's not doing it on its own.
So that's still my thoughts just forcing their way out still.
Yeah, you can't have any form of emotion unless you have thoughts first. That's why when all thoughts are taken away from you, all emotions are taken away from you too. God is not a God of emotions. He's a dispassionate God. So just relax. Don't worry. Watch the thought and stay with it.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. And I also want to make a comment about the whole stabbing incident.
Yes.
If they make people think that you can become a millionaire and famous just from stabbing people, TikTok will be full of videos of people getting stabbed.
Well, this is why I'm telling black people, white people, they better divide themselves from the black, because this is going to get worse.
It might happen whether they like it or not, it seems like.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Oh, well.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Jesse. I love you.
Love you, too, buddy.
Have a wonderful day.
You, too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Let me go to Ronnie out of Ohio. Ronnie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, how you doing today?
All is well, sir.
Good deal. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to, I guess, pose a question or state my observation when it comes to the Carmelo Anthony situation with the stabbing.
Okay.
Previously and on other cases, I've heard you say, in your response, you usually say, I wasn't there, so I don't know. And I haven't heard you say that regarding this case. All I've heard you say is that because of it, it's an example that white people and black people need to divide.
And your question is what?
How come you haven't taken the same stance of, I don't know, I wasn't there?
But I never said I was there or not. And when I report to sir, I used the word allegedly. But I'm responding to the fact that they have a GoFundMe page. The guy, according to the report, admitted he stabbed the boy. And I'm going with all that.
Oh, so is your issue with the stabbing or is your issue with the reaction to it?
My issue is with the stabbing and overreaction to it, how they're trying to act like racism is so prevalent and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Previously, when I've heard you talk about Emmett Till or when people ask you about him, you say, well, I wasn't there, so I don't know, so we can't draw these conclusions. So but when it comes to this case...
Are you saying I should be saying the same thing every time?
Yeah, what's the point, Ronnie?
Right.
I think it's fair to say people should be mostly consistent, yeah.
So you say I should be saying the same thing every time?
Not every time. You shouldn't say the same exact words. It's
right.
I
responded accordingly.
Right. I'm saying that it's funny that I've noticed that when it comes to Emmett Till, in those types of situations, you say, well, I wasn't there. If a white cop kills a black man, you say, well, I wasn't there. But with this case where...
Well, I don't know why what it had to do with this.
I don't know what the point you're trying to make. We're trying to figure out what point you're trying to make here, Ronnie.
Well, what's the difference between those two cases? The time period, the technology, right, Ronnie?
That's one of the differences.
Right. So wouldn't it be safe to say in that situation with Emmett Till that I wasn't there, I don't know, we don't have the same amount of technology that we do today, we don't have, and it was so long ago, you know?
And Emmett Till ain't got no GoFundMe page.
Do you think that Jesse's inconsistent, treating whites differently from how he's treating blacks?
That's what I'm pointing out. That's what I was hoping to point out. Whether you think it's fair or unfair, I think it's okay to point it out.
I don't know where to point it out in those two different things.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Me either. I really don't know where you're coming from with that one, Ronnie.
He's saying that you're treating the whites nicer than you're treating the blacks.
What?
Right, Ronnie?
That's what he's getting.
Not necessarily. I'm saying that when it comes to something where he doesn't have, so he didn't have the information regarding Emmett Till. So
well,
his stance was, I don't know, I wasn't there. With this case, you weren't there. So it's weird to say, to not take the stance of, I don't know, I wasn't there, I don't have enough information. I haven't seen a video, I haven't heard anybody testify about it. This hasn't gone to court. We don't have any facts. All we have from this is, it should leave us within the same stance of, we don't know.
But nobody's talking about
on both sides react to it.
Nobody is talking about Emmett Till. Like, Jesse doesn't have Emmett Till fresh on his mind all the time. This is something that's fresh on people's minds. And according to the reports, he's basing his comments on, according to the reports.
Yeah, we have more information now. It makes sense that we're going to talk more on it now than Emmett Till. We don't have the information of Emmett Till at our fingertips.
In fact, the only reason they bring up Emmett Till to this day is black victimhood.
Mm-hmm. And we just saw the mama on TV cry, and we all know when she's crying. Yes, you are.
No, that's why I'm not understanding where you're trying to make the comparison here, Ronnie.
Hold on, Jay.
I was going to say, y'all did a good thing. Y'all pointed out black victimhood, and I think that there is a huge difference between black victimhood, white victimhood, and people choose sides, unfortunately.
So you agree that
I don't think there's any difference.
You don't think there's any difference between black victimhood and white victimhood?
Right. This victimhood is evil, and people shouldn't take sides.
Right. Rob, because of time,
I agree with that.
Oh, he agreed with that, Jay.
Yeah.
Nick, what do you want to say?
You guys said it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ron, do you agree with me that the white people need to separate themselves from the black before it get, because it's going to get worse for them?
No, I don't have such a negative outlook on it, and I'm going to have a wait and see with it. I don't think things will get worse. But for those people that think things are going to get worse, I hope they're putting in work and dedicating time to making things better.
So you don't believe it's going to get worse?
No, I'm like I said, I'm having a wait and see attitude. I'm taking a wait and see attitude.
So you
that.
Don't think having a GoFundMe pay for the criminal is worse?
What a mess.
You're going to have to give me some more information on the GoFundMe stuff. I haven't heard about that.
Oh, check it out. I can't now because of time, but check it out.
They took like taxpayer dollars and they're giving the money to that. Black kid.
No, they have a GoFundMe play. We played it on the show this morning. Listen to the first hour today. We played it there.
Oh, it's people that donated their money to it.
And let us know if you thought that press conference was ridiculous, like we thought it was ridiculous.
Gotcha. Oh. Yeah, I'll probably give you a call, Hank. And
nice, man.
Once I review all that.
Thank you, Ronnie.
All right, y'all take care. Have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. You too. Super chat.
Nice.
Super chat.
Super
shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the D-Live crew, Games for Rec, Wolf336, Misty, and the rest. Very kind. Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Words can't describe Trump. I want to try to, but they won't do him justice.
The great white hope, it says all. Amazing. Thank you.
Sean from Arizona bought five coffees. Are you down with JLP? Yeah, you know me. Naughty by Nature song voice. Uncle Jesse, I am brown/white and slow. Jesse, you are Uncle Amazing like a mug. If you can, you can do this silent prayer. Forever thankful for the Father using you as a lighthouse in my spiritual journey.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
Trevor, hey, Jesse and gang. I'd like to preface this saying my message is not an insult, but an insight. Notice a lot of callers saying things that are not better for them, sometimes even worse after forgiving their parents. I do believe perfect peace is achievable. Becoming clear to me, simply forgiving your parents is not a one-size-fits-all solution. Fix-all solution. Path to perfect peace seems to be unique per the individual, he says. And he goes on and on, but for the sake of pithiness.
Keep it pithy. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. He says, keep up the good work. Thank you.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you, Trevor. Tater Tate Bible Thumper Thursday, Galatians 1:15-16. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood.
Thank you. Amazing.
Hope I read that well, Tater Tate. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Eric, three coffees. Jesse, what's wrong with the blacks? Worst thing happened to the blacks is rap music. The father in the home. Rap is the father in the home. Children raised by angry mothers and angry rappers. All violent black Americans listen to rap music. It promotes violence. Raps, every year rap stars get murdered. I never heard of a country star getting murdered.
No, the worst thing that happened to the blacks was to be turned away from their fathers by their mothers. That's the worst thing.
It's only good.
And then as a result of that, rap came about. But the worst thing is to be turned away from the fathers. Amazing.
Thank you. Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. James, always thought of you as the Fonz, but now someone said you look like a mass shooter. I can see that. Jesse, time to start coming to work with a bulletproof vest. I shouldn't have said that. Luke bought our coffee. True or false? People with tattoos have an identity problem?
Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron, did y'all listen to the American Nick Anchor Baby Stream Report podcast show yesterday? It was amazing.
It was.
Y'all better listen to the Nick show. Hey, don't forget my super chat from Thursday. I finally got to it, Gregatron.
If you didn't catch the American Anchor Baby yesterday, you can podcast. It really was amazing. Thank you.
Isaiah, the Uber driver. Good morning, sir. Yesterday's conversation was so awesome. I almost cried. Keep pointing others to the Father with a very generous 33 coffees.
Wow. Thank you. That was so deep yesterday with
Fritz.
It was. If you didn't hear, you owe it to yourself to listen. We started the conversation at the end of the second hour before we went to break, and then I held him over, and we started out the third hour with that conversation. We finished up with the third conversation.
Pastor Chatelet, Joel Friday does not know how to rumble. He's too lazy to rumble.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Beautiful day, 74 degrees. Would be Westbound PA, good morning, JLPs.
Good morning. Thank you.
Stop the cap. So we just going to ignore the fact that Texas is a stand-your-ground state or no? By the way, Hake and Joel, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever. He didn't lie. Joseph Rosenbaum was one of the victims of Kyle Rittenhouse, shot in the hand, thigh, and back. So that wasn't a lie. Also, anchor baby Carmelo is still an underage child. So, of course, the parents will fight with him. Thank you very much.
Carmelo did that. They did the stabbing.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's not the same thing though. The hand, the leg in the back, or whatever.
Yeah. But thank you. Stop the cap.
Yes. Stop the cap. Thank you.
You actually made me look it up. Very interesting. Blunt Wit says it's almost as if the deep state wants to instigate a race war because they're running out of time and control over sheepish masses. In my humble opinion.
White people, y'all better. I'm telling you. I'm warning you now. You need to move. You need to move, start your own government in the United States. Don't leave the United States, but your own government, your own police force, your own constitution before it's too late. Do what you want, but it's going to get worse. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble, reminder, the blacks cannot hear the chirp. Do not sleep on the chirp. Ain't nothing wrong. Smoke detectors are cool. If the battery low, you got to go to the stove. Chirp chain, feed that ceiling burb.
Did your chirp go off at home?
No, it doesn't.
You chirp them off.
Would you know? Would you hear it?
I see Darren chirp. I know.
There was a time. There was a time.
I rest my case.
But all right, no more.
Thank you. Right. Let me go to. We got. Something.
We'll read the rest of them later, guys. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Let me go quickly to Jay out of California. Jay, thank you for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Jay.
Right on, brother, man. I'm just calling because it's been a while. Last time I called and spoke to you was back when Joel left to go become the Duke of Dance, not the Prince of France. You know what I mean?
I do.
So, that's how long it's been. And
Jay, you have a radio voice.
Oh, I do?
Yeah. But go ahead.
It's funny. Last time I called, You asked me if I was black. And I told you no.
You sound black. I'm still thinking you're black. Doesn't sound black, Joe? No.
He does sound black. Yeah.
Doesn't sound black?
Oh, yeah, he's black.
Nick, does he sound black? No.
That's a black man.
No, he's an alpha white.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I was just calling because it's been a while since I watched the show and heard the radio. But I was reminded how comedic you are and how funny you are when I saw a clip of you guys talking about that black congresswoman that was twerking on the beach. And then right after that, you said Nick's going to start voting Democrat from now on. That delivery was just so hilarious. I was like, I have to call Jesse and just give him his props. That was just so hilarious.
Amazing.
But, yeah, I thank you for that. I thank you for what you guys are doing. If I could answer the biblical question
real fast, because of time only, what was the first temple of God?
Touching up on what one of the last callers said, I believe it's the universe, God's presence, everything, because we are in his temple, the universe.
Amazing.
So I believe that's the first temple ever created was creation itself, the universe, the heavens and earth.
Thank you, man. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Good to hear from you. Call me again when you can. I appreciate it.
Will do. Y'all have a good one. A good weekend.
You
take
too,
care.
Bro. Thank you. And you still sound black. I was just telling him that. Doesn't sound black. Are you sure you ain't black?
He's black.
Maybe he's trying to pass for white.
Or black.
He's trying to pass for black?
Yeah, he's trying to pass for black if he's white.
I'm out of time. The Hake Report coming up now. And then the Father State at 11. And then the American Anchor Baby. And I'll see you at the Fellowship on Sunday morning. Doors open 10:30 and meeting starting 11 a.m. Pacific time. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. And check out Punchy TV. Punchy.tv. Check it out. Get Punchy coffee, the shirts and everything. And podcast the Joel Friday TV. You black. Podcast is amazing. He's here Monday through Thursday. Thank my experts today for hanging in at a whole 3 hours. Y'all ain't get nothing else done today. And I'll be back on Monday if the Lord is willing and the creek door right. Get on the straight and narrow. Stay there no matter what. And ladies, amazing women's form last night. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, ladies. Take care, everybody. Hey, Donald, first time call out of California. Jonte? J-H-O-N-T-A? Is that Jonte?
Probably.
Jonte, probably.
Sounds familiar.
I didn't take that call.
Oh, from Sweet Home, Alabama. And the other caller just dropped. I'm out of time. I'll be back on Monday if the Lord is willing. See you on Sunday. Take care, everybody. Bye. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's why I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam! How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.